It's Monday, July 22nd, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. And I've cleared the decks of guests because I want to focus in on the geopolitical movements and different systems that are attempting, as we speak, to cause a worldwide financial collapse to derail the explosion of nationalism and populism and rediscovery of common sense and Christianity that is taking place. The empire is striking back. They're also trying to start myriad wars in South America, in the Middle East, in Asia. You can't go to any newspaper or turn on any television station without hearing of imminent economic collapse. And it's all Trump's fault. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's the people trying to crash the economy, trying to kill confidence that are doing it. We're in an economic war with China and with the European Union. And they'd almost broken the country and were coming back from the dead. And it is so treasonous. The very same people that have advertised the illegal aliens should come here and have catch and release and give them everything free, those very groups now are trying to crash our economy. It is completely and totally outrageous. And now we've got videos up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com where they're even saying if you want any border at all or call anybody illegal alien, you're a Nazi. And that the word Trump is Nazi. And that the word America is Nazi. If you ever needed to know who the enemies of this country are, your enemies tell you your flag's bad, the name of your country's bad, white people are bad. And here's the crazy thing. Most of the, quote, minorities, who are the majority in most areas of this country, they're not buying into it. And that's why the Democrats and the globalists are panicking, because all the statistics and numbers show something like 81% of Mexicans in Mexico want to control their border and ours. They don't want to be killed or overrun. It's the same thing here. So this is a crazy time to be alive. Look at these headlines. Warren warns of coming crash. Yahoo Finance front page. Can Donald Trump delay an economic crash? Salon. Medium, the coming economic crash and how to stop it. Could a second straight quarter of failing earnings signal a possible recession? USA Today. And they're just doing everything they can to plunge the economy right now. We're going to be looking at that today. And the imminent war with Iran. Iran is panicking. They're grabbing ships. Helicopter raids on British ships. The Strait of Hormuz has agreed to be opened. We've gone to war over its closing before. You've got China massing oil. All their major ports are just full of oil tankers for extra oil, meaning they're thinking about going into a major war. They've massively increased their stockpiles. And there's a big story up on DrudgeReport.com by the great folks at the Economic Collapse blog, Michael Schneider. The U.S. is staging troops at a key Saudi military base that it used during all of our previous Middle Eastern wars. We've also posted the story at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It's very important to get those pieces of information out, ladies and gentlemen. So the world is in a very, very serious situation right now. China and the globalists are the ones quarterbacking it. And here's the Washington Times. Alex Jones is right. China is the threat, and it may be too late. It's not too late if we recognize the enemy within. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side of this Monday transmission. Trump so much because I know the situation Trump's in, and I know who Trump's enemies are because they're my enemies. And they're pissed because President Trump is actually trying to be the president. He's actually trying to have pragmatic policies that promote peace and stability worldwide, but don't parlay American power into a world government at our expense, but return our legitimate sovereignty to our country and to our people. And that's a very important thing, because government's dangerous, and government can be a dangerous servant and a fearful master, to quote our first president, General George Washington. But when we don't have a government that's governing or regulating, and that leaves a power vacuum, the CHICOMs, the multinational corporations, the EU, and giant armies of tens of millions of lawyers come in and are eating us out of house and out of home. And Trump is trying to stabilize things and fix it, and the establishment has gone into massive conniption fits, the likes of which the world has never seen. And it's so frustrating to me to see the multinational corporations that set up one-sided trade deals with China over the last 50 years to totally deindustrialize us, demonize us, position us with our ports and the Panama Canal and six of the seven big Hollywood studios owned by the CHICOMs, directing the destruction of our borders, the destruction of our culture, promoting classical race war, balkanization, to demoralize and handicap our nation. It's just amazing. It is this multinational axis of evil that is organizing the takedown of our families, of our borders, of our military, of our culture. It's China. It's where 90% of the tainted filth drugs come in. And these companies don't even care. Most of them have been given liability protection from Congress. Most of the vaccines are made in China. Most of the drugs that you get have plastic and garbage in them, because China is dumping the fentanyl and everything else, both legal and illegal, on us. Because China knows that Western powers and the opium wars for over 100 years, going back over 200 years ago and running through into the 19th century, did exactly to them what they're now doing to us. And so when you see Elizabeth Warren saying the economy's going to implode and it's all Trump's fault, when you see the Democrats saying we have no right to any border, when you see them saying America is a bad word, don't use it, they are the enemies of this country. They work for the multinational consortium that is looting us and that is attacking us. Of course, Elizabeth Warren knows about mortgages and knows about derivatives because she helped do it. She's a corporate raider. And now she sits up there and points her finger at Trump and says his policies are going to cause an economic crash, while the private Federal Reserve did 8 interest rate hikes when they did none under Obama to kill the recovery. Trump threatened to remove the entire board, which the president can do under the Federal Reserve Act. He's the only person that can do it. Congress signed over authority in 1913. He played the ace of total spades, the galactic royal flush, the grand slam. He's now replaced 3 of the board of governors in the last month, making good on his threat. Because behind the scenes, the Federal Reserve Board of New York is still trying to sabotage. But Trump is fighting back. This is bold. It's amazing. It's over-the-top cool. And he's putting people in from the regional Federal Reserve banks that are critical of the Federal Reserve's very existence. This is a real revolution. But here's the headlines. Warren warns of economic collapse. Front page of Yahoo. And they go into how they predicted it and how it all came. Yeah, because they were engineering it. And how now she's warning again. Oh, she's such a good girl. It's like some arsonist before they burn your house down warning you. And all the headlines of the coming economic crash, it's everywhere. Because you know what Bill Maher famously said last year? He said, we need to crash this economy. We need a big, fat, juicy, in fact, let's cue that up. We need a big, fat, juicy recession to teach these Trump supporters not to support Trump and to let them know they'll be punished. When it's Trump that brought in the policies that have caused the economic boom, and people are like, yeah, but we're in debt, and yeah, we have all these problems. Yeah, the globalists positioned us into this, and they want to have stagflation like we had under Jimmy Carter, where the economy stagnated but prices are going up. And Trump says, no, we're going to direct some of that fiat money towards industry and military and morale, because the globalists have already inflated the world currencies worse than Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe ever thought about. And so it's a race by different currencies to see which one can say most solvent, because all the others are going to go down, and then out of whoever survives, it will form the basis of a new global blockchain Bitcoin style system. So we're coming to the end of the age. There's no fixing the dollar at this point. There's no going back. We're abandoning fiscal conservatism because we failed. It's over. All that matters now is the United States get as much industry and weaponry and secret technologies that have been suppressed by the globalists for decades to innovate out of this, so that we're in a position to reorganize the United States and stop the globalists from continuing to create global destabilization, which is their admitted robber baron policies. China and the globalists have positioned us for collapse and military ruination. And Trump's not going to let it happen, and neither am I, and neither are you. So, I will tell you, it's going to be rough going into the future. And folks better get right with God, and people better get backed up for emergencies, and you better get to know your friends, your family, and who you can work with, because Trump's trying to provide a soft landing for us. But when I sit there and I watch how many enemies of this country are here and how many people really hate their own nation, when the Chi-Coms would put them in a forced labor camp in 1 second, when the EU could care less about them and is run by the grandson of the top Nazi under Hitler, and how they've, like a baby duck imprinting on a wolf, they've all imprinted on this America-hating culture that Hollywood and the media and the universities taught them, and how wrecked we are and how screwed up we are. And then along comes the populist nationalist Christian movement that's been fighting for decades to stop this. And as the world government comes into place, people now listen to us. So we had a fighting chance to try to turn this around. But so many Americans don't have common sense and don't have a spirit of survival. They don't have God in their heart. So they are given over to great delusion. Everything Democrats say makes no sense, is a lie, is a verifiable fraud. Bernie Sanders, who has three $1 million houses, $112,000, $16,000, it's like $118,000 actually, dollar car, says you shouldn't be able to have money, that money is evil, but he won't pay his campaign people $15 an hour. Did you hear about that? So now he just laid a bunch of them off and gave them $15 an hour, proving everybody's points. See how it works? They never deliver on their promises. They're lying criminals. So I intend to open the phones up coming up next segment throughout the next 3 hours or so on, does it upset you? Does it anger you that there's been a private corporate government set up by multinational corporations that are stealing all your data, working with authoritarian regimes to round up their populations, oppressing the American people. You have Democrat senators on television in hearings that I'm not allowed to be at, saying I'm a criminal, saying I'm evil, saying I'm a monster that has to be shut down at all cost. And Blumenthal's basically shaking in fear because he knows, I know he's a damn criminal. Works for the frickin' Chi-Coms. All those top senators do on the Democratic side. That guy's going to go to jail if we take the country back. He's fighting for his life. And the American people don't even have the instincts, at least a third of us, to know. China has been given control of our debt, our ports, the Panama Canal, Hollywood, everything. They've been given control of 98% of rare earth minerals. The United States regulators don't even let U.S. companies import it, and they don't let them have one mine in the United States. You try to set up one mine U.S.-owned, you are SWAT-teamed in days. You're a Chi-Com, you are God. We spend, on average, $98 billion a year. $98 billion a year for 19 years in Afghanistan, and China doesn't spend $1 on the country's security, and they extract, get ready for it, 99% of the rare earth minerals out of Afghanistan. Globally, it's like 97.6. I checked it last week from the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development. It was 97.6 globally. 99% in Afghanistan. Afghanistan has all the things for cell phones and TVs and electronics that are in everything. And they've strategically been given control. The United States does not have one lead smelting facility. The United States does not have any of the infrastructure you'd need to fight a war. We have weapons whose components are made overseas. It's unbelievable. And I sit here and I watch our enemies, flipped, paid traitors. And all they teach at the Council on Foreign Relations at Harvard and Yale is that America is a rat hole. America is filth. America's done. Everything's the Chinese century, and that China is invincible. And our own corporate news sits there and tells us that you can't say America or American, and that American flags are offensive. And the front page of Yahoo last week, that means the mouth of the New World Order. A few weeks before, it was that I had child porn. None of that was true. But last week it was that Chris Pratt, the big upcoming superstar Hollywood guy, dared wear an American flag and said, don't tread on America. They called him a white supremacist in the headline. But they had to change it a little bit later because of the backlash. No one is buying it. Then Chris Hayes comes out. I played this yesterday and said, it's time to absolutely destroy and absolutely crush Republicans. Think about that. I'm going to play that clip again coming up next segment. It's so important. But remember how all this works. Because Bernie Sanders thinks you're an idiot. All of them do. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are all trying to crash the U.S. economy. They're all talking it down. Every time I see them on TV, this economy is not good. It is going down. And they kill the confidence. It's over. And they can get their civil war going. But what did Bernie just do over the weekend? It's up on Infowars.com. It's up on Newswars.com. And you've got to go look at the tweets people sent to him. They're hilarious. Bernie Sanders mocked for admitting he will have to cut staff hours to pay them $15 minimum wage. That's right. They have had their hours cut from 60 to less than 44 42 or 43 because they don't have the money to pay everybody because they've got to pay all the different matching, withholding, and all the other stuff on full-time employees. So it means, you know, people paying 13 are really getting paid about 20. When you're getting paid 15, you're getting paid more like 22, 23. People don't understand that, plus all the infrastructure. So they don't have the money, so they have to cut people. But we have plenty of money. I agree with AOC. She was asked, where do we get the money for free healthcare, free homes, free cars, free education, free everything? If you do not want to work, that's fine as well.
Whoever believes any of this?
But that's the way the cookie crumbles. So is this irony? Is this hypocrisy? I'd say it's all of those. But will that fall on the ears of his constituents? 51% of millennials identify as communist or socialist? No, they don't care. They're just like the Venezuelans or anybody else. They just hear, I'm getting some free stuff. And if they get free stuff for 5 years and then the whole economy goes bankrupt and there's no electricity and starving in the streets, they'll never think back and go, oh, socialism's what caused this. They'll immigrate to another country and suck it dry as well. Because it's the creed of dumbasses that they have no memories. So I'm going to give the number out. On the other side, we'll start taking your phone calls. I want to get first-time callers. Are you upset about world government, new world order? Are you upset about planetary dictatorship? Are you upset about worldwide forced microchipping? It's all being announced. Are you upset about what it's going to be like once American values are gone forever, if they win? What do you think these organized criminals in the street that have all these celebrations on TV about killing babies and kill them after they're born, and we go talk to Democrat groups, and they go, yeah, I want to kill kids up the time they're 3 years old. Their little stinking voices make me sick. Hail Satan. These people have adopted Satanism as their operating system, and they have a will to conquer and to tear you and your family apart. And they can smell blood, and they want control to satisfy the evil that is within them. They have to conquer you because these evil people don't like the light of justice and freedom and success. They don't like beauty. They don't like will. They don't like strength. They want to conquer life itself. They want to vandalize God's creation. They want to stomp on your face forever, as George Orwell said. Winston's talking to the torture man. He goes, I served you. I did nothing wrong. He goes, we just want to torture and kill people and hurt humanity. We love Satan, Winston. We're the priest of power, and I'm going to torture you to death and make you a brain-damaged person and take your soul. And then they're going to torture me to death, too. I love it. I love Satan, Winston. Now they're going to, I'm going to pull your teeth out now, okay? I'm liberal, by the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, I am physically angry with the Democrats and the globalists trying to crash the economy. I am physically angry about the world government, anti-family system, sexualizing children. I'm physically angry at Big Pharma, knowing that they are pumping thousands of different deadly poisons into the public by design to demoralize us and take control of this country. This is the satanic assault that you're witnessing. And it is Elizabeth Warren and the rest of these criminals that are trying to crash this economy. They're doing it at the behest of the Chi-Coms, where they are fully invested. The good news is more and more this information is coming out into the news, and people are understanding what is really happening. And that is an extremely good thing, my friends. This is 21st century war that we're facing right now. Now, I have tons of news to get to and a lot of breaking things that are developing, and what's happening in Hong Kong and Taiwan as China moves to take those places over. They sent in gangs of men from the Chinese mainland. They built a big bridge onto Hong Kong and physically assaulted the demonstrators that don't want to be part of the Chi Com rule and have their organs harvested. It's a very, very big escalation as well. We're going to be breaking down. Thousands in Brooklyn still in dark as New York deals with another power outage. All these signs of the breakdown of civilization. And we've also got reports here where I'm not just defending Trump, I'm defending reality. Trump has not built a single mile of new border fence. Trump has not built a single mile of new border fence after 30 months in office. Well, that's because he got less than 10% of the funding that he asked for, and then he went with the direction of the Border Patrol, ICE, and DHS. And so the most trafficked, most dangerous areas by high population centers, like El Paso and San Diego, and all the rest of it, is where they chose to put the new limited fencing in. But a lot of people like Ann Coulter and others sit there and say, oh, Trump isn't doing any of what he said he would do on that front. And that's a cheap trick. And I'm not even bashing Ann Coulter, because I understand she wants a lot of fire under Trump's butt. It's Congress and the Democrats that had the open border policy. It's Obama that created the catch and release policy and said, if you got a kid with you, it's a get out of jail free card. And so now we've had this massive bum rush take place, assaulting the United States. That's the reality of what's going on. It's the Democrats, people like Dianne Feinstein, that have engineered all of this. But again, the public has a short attention span, and it's just easier to believe, oh, we have Nazis at the southern border, we're killing children. Why, look, the Democrats are dumping buckets of blood out front ICE centers, buckets of fake blood, because most of these Democrats are theater majors who all wanted movie careers. And so they all go out like Jussie Smollett, who actually is an actor, and then right down the line, stage events. Grassroots Democrats will come over to a prominent conservative in a restaurant, start a fight with them, and then wait with cameras going till you respond, and then they'll say you attack them. It's happened to me repeatedly. It's what they do. They lie. You know who has the blood on their hands? It's the Democrats who created this. It's the Democrats that built the emergency centers through the UN to stage the masses of people and now flood the United States and Europe. And then when 4,600 Americans die a year that we know of from illegal aliens who are five times more likely to commit violent crimes, we never humanize or talk about who died. It's all just Trump's killing children in the ICE centers. Trump's taking children away from their parents. On and on and on and on. And the Democratic Party has filed hundreds of lawsuits, $3 million apiece, against ICE and against taxpayers, saying, oh, some of the children were separated. In very rare cases, when they don't have IDs and the children look like they're scared, it turns out they've been separated from families because they came across the international border in the night. They crawled under barbed wire and through sewage. And armed men brought them in. And no one knows who they are. But oh my goodness. It's all our responsibility. Toll free number to join us, 877-789-2539. First time callers, specifically on what do you think of the traitors and the alliance between China, the EU, the multinational corporations, big tech, to openly try to break our economy and break our border and cause a physical civil war. Here's Chris Hayes. Just last week, saying we need to lovingly go out and utterly destroy and crush conservatives. And everything he says is a projection
about the policies that the Democrats are really involved in and what they're doing. Trump is devolving power back to the states, back to the people. The Democrats are the ones trying to set up all these capos and MS-13 and Hezbollah and all these corrupt groups. Here's Chris Hayes talking about himself.
Into the Trump presidency. It is a classic model of corrupt governance. The capo on the top and the many, many bosses below who are given control of their domain to do as they wish. Because Trump doesn't care at all about EPA policy or labor or Iran really or anything really other than making money, which the presidency allows him to do with public dollars, and being the center of attention, which, same. But the base, what does the base get? The folks in that arena. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? They get to chant. They get to revel in their own Americanness and primacy at the expense of others. They may not get much more than that, but Trump and now the entire Republican Party and most of the conservative movement realize that that is enough for them. They realize that no one actually cared about deficits or small government. That was never the fuel that fired the engine of Republican politics. It was always roiling rage against them that was on full display in the center back chants last night. Without that rage and that passion, that enthusiasm and fire in that room, this entire project falls apart. That sentiment at the core of the coalition cannot be pried loose, and it cannot be negotiated with, and it cannot be appeased. It must be peacefully, nonviolently, politically destroyed with love, compassion, and determination, but utterly confronted and destroyed. That is the only way to break the coalition apart. Not by prying off this or that interest. They are in too deep. They have shamed themselves too much. The heart of the thing must be ripped out. The darkness must be banished. The people who feel moral revulsion at that display we saw last night must collectively mobilize in greater numbers than the chanters. We got a taste of what that looks like when Congresswoman Ilhan Omar returned home to Minnesota today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the very enemy of this country. How dare them love America? How dare them love their American flags? How dare them revel that they're Americans? You see, the fact that you even exist and that you know these outside forces want to conquer you and the fact that you want to rally and say you love your country. It's been an exceptional nation. That is evil, and that has to be crushed. That has to be destroyed. Think about the level of these type of maniacs. That's who they are, because they work for CHICOMs. They work for the EU. They work for multinationals. These are foreign agents. These are conquerors. And it should be so easy to defeat them. They're the enemy. You know, I know what it is. Alex Jones here, back live. There's something wrong with me. Getting conquered by a country that's killed 115 million people, that sells political dissidents' organs to the highest bidder, that's created cloned humans, mainstream news, is no big deal. To have Elon Musk announcing everyone's going to get a brain chip and it's going to take your brain over and run you and you're going to merge with AI under a world government, it's no big deal. Having pedophilia taught all over the country to school children, and have drag queen story time supported by the American Library Association, where three-year-olds climb up on top men in clown outfits and ride their genitals. Totally normal. And then we have open borders and millions pouring in for free stuff. And when we process to find out, are these people, even with their kids, one-third aren't, we're the bad guys. And then snake-like senators sit up there and say, Alex Jones is a monster. He must be destroyed. Like I'm Frankenstein. And yeah, I guess I am Frankenstein. You know what? Because I'm legitimately upset and legitimately angry that it's official now what Bill Maher, let's see if we can cue that up, thanks, what Bill Maher said a year ago. We need to crash the economy to stop Trump. That means crashing your job, your savings, your life. That should piss you off. But see, it's okay because it's for a good cause by a man that's made over $100 million just on this show. On the show he's had with HBO.
$100 million. Oh, but he's going to tell you, making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 a year, who's got bills and things to pay off and medical care and kids that are sick. He's going to tell you that he's going to teach you to hate Trump. And now you got Elizabeth Warren and the private Federal Reserve and all of it in a race to crash the economy before Trump gets his new Fed heads in. We are in a civil war against foreign enemies, and I can't believe that 99% of Americans aren't on the side of their own country when it means prosperity. But they've been taught by the colleges and the system to hate their own nation. And that's why I'm angry, is that, and I'm not complaining, I've got to fight 7 days a week against this. And I've turned into a maniac. I've turned into a very aggressive person because I live in war and I live in information. I don't live in fantasy land. And it makes me sick to sit there and watch everybody else. When I say everybody, I mean a large portion of people live in delusions and be soft and be stupid and not have attention spans. Man, most people I know, I talk to them, and in 30 seconds a minute, they don't remember it. On the street or wherever. And that's what Gruber said, remember? He goes, we wrote Obamacare to triple prices and screw people. And he's sitting there at a university with other PhDs wanting to learn how to be criminal like him. And the average person has a lower attention span than a goldfish. You know what it's like having a memory and watching other people lose theirs in front of you? The general public has a walking form of Alzheimer's now. People are getting what is akin to Alzheimer's at age 20 now, from the screens, from the TVs, from all of it. We're dying. I don't like it. Who the hell would sign on to something like this? It's scary, and it's wrong, and it's anti-human. Your calls are coming up. We start the next hour. Danny, Aaron, John, Jonathan, Alex, Richard, everybody else. I'm going to talk about funding our operation here. Let me just give you an example. Maybe this is part of it. Let me just give people an example of this right here for you. Let me show you something right here. This is really important. Document cam shot, please. Right here. Let me show you something. Because this is important. Now, everything I'm saying right here, you can look up. You can confirm this for yourself right here. The secret history of iodine, how iodine increased IQ by 15 points when the government added a tiny amount of the cruddy type. The true history of iodine is something that most mainstream media won't tell you and experts won't talk about. In the early 1920s, it was found that just adding iodine to the salt supply produced a staggering 15-point IQ increase in deficient populations. Again, that's 15-point increase of IQ. It's shocking, but not too surprising when you know how iodine affects the brain. Iodine plays such an essential role in brain development that the leading cause of preventable mental retardation in the world is iodine deficiency. Some estimates show that nearly one-third of the world has diet lacking iodine. Yeah, worldwide IQ is plunging. It's even an issue in the first world. The extensive research on iodine and IQ is extremely clear, but we still aren't being told about it. InfoWars has been revealing the iodine conspiracy for years. That's why we continue to bring you the highest quality Survival Shield X2 Nation iodine at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest prices you're going to find. This is the only pure, clean iodine. We have the X2 that's pure, deep earth crystal, true atomic iodine. And then we, of course, also have Survival Shield X3, which is the deep earth crystal iodine, but then two other very pure, clean types that are still also bound to something a little bit because some people, a very small percentage, cannot absorb the pure iodine. It's the tri-iodine. Learn all about it. InfoWarsStore.com. Look at the 6,000-plus 98% reviews. And the reason I want to talk about this is very simple. I've already lost 6-7 pounds in the last 2 weeks because I'd gotten where I wasn't working out as much and I'd forgotten to take my X2, my X3. I'd forgotten to take my DNA Force Plus. And I'm like, I know how great all this is. Why have I forgotten? And it's always because somebody comes to the house, the lazy Susan gets taken off of the table, somebody puts all my supplements away, and then we forget to take them, and then suddenly 3 months goes by, and I'm like, why the hell do I feel like I have such low energy? When I take the X2 or the X3, it really changes my life. And you've heard callers call in and go, wow, I didn't know how I detoxed in 3 weeks like you said, or wow, folks better be careful with this. I lost a bunch of weight and my skin got better, but man, I kind of got sick a few weeks into this because I took more than what it said. Yeah, it's not a game, folks. You die without iodine. You have deficiencies, you get a very low IQ. Now, there are bad halogens your body will use to survive a while, like bromide, bromine, chlorine, fluoride. And the government makes sure there's plenty of that in everything for you. This is the stuff that literally the pineal gland gets gooped up with the bad halogens. This is what clears out the pineal gland from all the studies out there. And yeah, it makes me bounce off the walls and be so alive and such intense dreams. And it's just the building block for everything out there. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And you can call and get your iodine. It is 50% off. You know, I probably should have said that right out of the gates, that so that everybody can try it. X2 is very close to selling out, but we are still going to offer it because we're getting more in about a month, and we've got a lot of X3, just got a new shipment in of that. And I will tell you, X3 is different, and it's not as strong. And when you have the recommended amount of iodine that the FDA says, that's bound iodine. But that's what we go off of because that's the recommendations. You need to be careful with this and consult a physician. This is not a game. The globalists work around the clock to make sure you don't get good, clean iodine in your body. That's a whole other subject, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus has all of the award-winning, known, documented new compounds and ancient Chinese compounds and Vietnamese compounds and Japanese compounds that are known for energy, stamina, cleaning out the cells. PQQ CoQ10 are patented for making the telomeres last longer. That means it's the same as grow, but they shrink slower, which if you do the math, it's the same thing as grow. So it's there. It's 50% off as well. You have to understand that it costs thousands of dollars a kilo for several of the ingredients that are in this. And these are the organically derived types, not the synthetic. You'll pay $50 for PQQ or CoQ10, little bitty pills that aren't even organic, that are synthetic, that don't even get absorbed right. This is the very best we could bring you. And there's a whole bunch of other ingredients. DNA Force Plus is 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And later in the next hour, I'm going to go over some of the compounds of DNA Force and just break down from what's admitted and documented what these things do. Because a lot of these are patented and proven. We can actually make claims. It's like our Super Silver Wound Gel. We're the only authorized distributor except for the national company that puts it out. And so we're able to make all those claims. It was FDA approved. These others are not. We can make the statements because they're patented.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to your calls as soon as we start the second segment, but I don't want to cut you short here. But there's a story we covered last week, that testimony by Robert Epstein, who's one of the top psychologist, computer scientist working with a large team that works with DARPA, proving that Google can and is stealing the election along with Facebook. And so I've really promised myself and you to hammer the hell out of this. I'm pretty sure this video got posted to Infowars.com. There's a larger testimony that we posted where top scientist warns Google already stealing 2020 election. But I'm going to take this two-minute boil down, and I'm going to make sure that it gets added to that page from July 18th, and I'm going to try to get that reposted to the front page of Infowars.com because this really needs to get out. I know you know all about this, but the frustration is they're going to steal 2020. They're going to spike the economy. They're going to come with the guns. It's going to cause a civil war. I don't want that. But the left has a hunger to dominate us. And if we can't fix things peacefully, they're going to come for us. And then you know what's going to happen to them. And I don't want to ruin my life or your life having to get our hands dirty on this scum. Let's take our government back and let's beat them politically and stop their bullying. Chris Hayes says, go out, dominate us, destroy Trump supporters, crush us, make us submit. No, you will not make me submit, you little cockroach, you absolute flaming bully, tyrannical criminal. You will not get your hands around this country's neck anymore, you little coward. Look at that. Just look at the look on his face. I mean, he's a piece of trash that seeks power because he doesn't have any power. He has nothing. He's weak inherently. And I'm not going to sit here and watch these God-hating, baby-killing, commie pieces of crap rule us all because they've got needle-you-know-what syndrome. Lord, give me peace. Here is this enemy.
Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying. They control these, and no one can counteract them. These are not competitive. These are tools that they have at their disposal exclusively.
Your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, in 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences, and I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
A handful of Silicon Valley billionaires and giant corporations are able to spend millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, collectively, massively influencing the results of elections.
Senator, with respect, I must correct you.
Please.
If Mark Zuckerberg chooses to send out a go vote reminder just to Democrats on election day, that doesn't cost him a dime.
We'll be back. It was 3 years ago, just a few months out from the election. Raised the alarm that Hillary said she wanted nuclear war with Russia. She said war, including preemptive nuclear war. Of course, not with China. She's paid off by them. And so I commissioned a remake of the Barry Goldwater, anti-Barry Goldwater LBJ piece about how Barry Goldwater wanted nuclear war. Of course, he didn't. But the little girl picking the daisy petals off and the hydrogen bomb going off is what cost Goldwater the election when it was LBJ that was really the warmonger. But with Hillary, that was the case. And Trump's trying to stop war with Iran. He's trying to stop war with China. But these guys are really starting to flex their muscles. And you saw, I said Iran might have been behind that stuff. And I'm Mr. False Flag. But Iran's crazy. They're grabbing real ships now. That's not a false flag. They're really pushing it because the sanctions are crippling them. And Iran could have nuclear weapons if they weren't constantly threatening to nuke everybody around them. Saudi Arabia and Israel aren't going to put up with it. And so that's why this is a immovable object meets the unstoppable force. And that's why war is in the air. Big report up on Infowars.com, Newswars.com, from the EconomicCollapseBlog.com, and Michael Snyder's great analysis. It's top linked up on DrudgeReport.com. Wherever you go read it, you need to go read it. The U.S. is staging troops at key Saudi military base that is used during all of our previous Middle Eastern wars. We'll walk through that at the bottom of the hour, but I'm going to your calls during this segment. But first, let's roll that, well, the Democrats called it a campaign ad, and they want me shut down because it was pro-Trump. No, it's called an anti-war ad because I like to live. And here's the piece Darren McBreen put together 3 years ago.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, he died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not,
guys.
Because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
November 8, vote like the world depends on it, and it's more important than ever. And I'll recap what I said last hour, then I'll write to your calls. Our basic instincts are being eradicated to defend our children, to defend the unborn, now to defend babies after they're born. I thought it was 5 states. I looked it up this weekend. 7 states have passed laws to kill babies after they're born, if you read the fine print. Does anybody feel safe when defenseless children are being murdered? See, I actually prayed last night that God would not make me feel so much so that I would not be a jerk around people that I care about, including my family. You know, if you knew somebody down the street from your house had a month-old baby and was about to chop them up, you'd call the police, wouldn't you? In fact, if the police wouldn't come, you'd probably go down there with a gun to stop it, wouldn't you? You're not a hero. You just, that's what you're supposed to do. Well, if the medical system's doing it, why does it make it any better? It makes it organized. It makes it Joseph Mengele, angel of death. It makes it worse. You think it's fun to get up here and tell people 10 years ago that Jeffrey Epstein was a triple agent working for the U.S., Israel, EU, you name it, the left arm of Israel, the leftists in the U.S.? Ehud Barak, all of it, all the enemies of Netanyahu are about to get implicated in this. Same thing with Trump. You think Trump and Netanyahu are on plane screwing kids? No way. Just from the position of they wouldn't want to be compromised and they're not criminals, perverts. Let's see how fashionable it is. They'll let you on Facebook bash Benjamin Netanyahu all day long. Hell, he took his son's Facebook away. But Alex Jones, oh, he can't have a Facebook either. But the guy saying have a million people physically raid Area 51, that's a huge felony. You'll get shot. There's nuclear weapons there and secret aircraft, no space aliens. He doesn't have his Facebook taken down. That's because Facebook is getting everybody used to organizing giant political flash mobs to overthrow Trump. Oh, but don't worry. Alex Jones is the monster. He's not allowed to be on air, according to Senator Murphy and Senator Blumenthal and Senator Wyden. They all say for America to survive, he means the globalist, Jones must be taken off the air. Why? Because it's what I'm saying. I'm not even that important. The Chi Coms run the Democrats. The people on MSNBC and CNN take money from the Gulf state dictators. They are not Americans. They are conquering us. That isn't rhetorical. It's a fact. It's a reality. And the Chi Coms were these great, wonderful people that had this great, wonderful history, and we're going to bring us all this technology. Maybe I'd vote to have them take over. Maybe you'd vote. We're not getting to vote on this, and they're not. They're the most robotic, bloodthirsty killers the planet's ever seen. And then you look at all the America-hating people telling us our flag sucks and we suck, and people think this is like a bad dream. This is happening. Every major Democrat senator, except maybe the one from West Virginia, has Chinese spies in their offices. That's how they get the Chinese money. I'm sure you heard Top Gun blurred out Taiwanese and Japanese flags off of ships and out of the movie and off of Tom Cruise. Because they own the movie. The Chinese government owns the movie. And everybody's freaking out by this. Of course, it's not an American movie. It's a Chi Com movie. That's how far down the rat hole we are. I'm the first to tell people 15 years ago that China owns Hollywood. Because I was there and I was told that by some of the biggest producers. Household names. I mean, that's what this comes down to. And I don't want to be the one going, I told you this, I told you that. Because when you're one of the only people that gets it and people are listening, your life's in danger. I need what I'm saying to become mainstream, to save the country, to save the planet, to save our future, to set us on a better course, and to save my own life. I need vindication because they're going to get me. They're going to destroy my name, they're going to assassinate my character, and then they're going to kill me deader than an old ball peen hammer that you find out in the garage. And that's okay. I don't fear death, but I fear losing to these scum for what they'll do to countless future generations. We'll be back with your calls, I promise. I'm going right to them on the other side. Are you angry about the sellout? Are you angry about the Chi Coms? Are you angry about the New World Order? Are you angry about being usurped? And are you ready to say no to these bullies and stand up to them and say, we're proud of our country and our flag, and you can go to hell?
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His land was green and good. Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It is a normal response when foreign authoritarian mass murdering governments are taking your country over and have twisted and hired giant packs of enemies to be all over the news telling you your country sucks, your president sucks, your military sucks, your border patrol sucks, they're concentration camp guards, they're killing children, and none of it's true. Those are dangerous people that are saying that. If they'll do that, they'll do anything. And then they run their mouths. Chris Hayes saying, we're going to crush the Americans. We're going to smash them. These are quotes. He actually says, these Americans that love their flag, love their country. And he doesn't even realize what he's saying. He's so brainwashed. He's so inculcated as a traitor. Benedict Arnold had to sneak around in the Revolutionary War acting like he was with us when he was compromised, at least the last 3 years of the eight-year war. These guys say it. Look at these Americans proud of their country. Look at this president. These people are the sick. And then all these universities saying, don't have your American flags. That's so over the top. And it shows you what they're getting ready for. Civil war, foreign invasion. The only way you'd put stuff like that on TV, that your flag sucks, your founders suck, your president sucks, your military. They don't say they suck. They say they're Nazis. That's what the Chi-Coms pay. They pay for that. And they sit there in Beijing and they watch it and they know what they're paying for at CNN and MSNBC and these other platforms. Now, I'll tell you what George Washington did do. You know, I'm going to go to your calls. It's just that it's like the timer, the egg timer pinging in the kitchen. And, you know, the water's boiling. And the time is up playing games with this. And I'm not calling for violence. And I'm not calling for any of the listeners to do this. Chris Hayes is the one calling for it. But I am calling for Trump and any patriots in the Pentagon and anybody in the intelligence agencies that understands history. You don't put up with stuff like this. Nobody does it. No country can survive it. And it's just gone over the top at this point. It's out of control. And believe me, they wouldn't be doing all this unless they're planning to assassinate the president. And they're dumb enough to do it. And so I'm just trying to stop a giant violent war. You can feel it. You can see it. And that's why I'm bouncing off the walls. My spider sense is never been hammered like this. It is like off the charts. If there was like 1 to 10, I'm at a 20 right now. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm going to them right now. I appreciate everybody holding out. Take calls the rest of the broadcast. Then Gerald Celente joins us in the fourth hour. We got James. Let's talk about Google elections 2020, Trump to prevent collusion. Richard in Texas, big tech, Congress pressure, citizenship. Alex in Sweden, big tech censorship. Brandon in Louisiana, the big tech, the big enchilada. Joe in Los Angeles, China, Epstein. Jonathan, Florida, what Alex Jones thinks will happen next. Michael in Georgia, Antifa terror, civil war. Dubai world, big tech, China. Aaron wants to talk about it. I'll go to all of you. But I just ask this one thing. Does it physically make you mad to see them on every news channel saying America's bad, the American flag is bad, the word America is bad? Take American flags off Nike tennis shoes. This is a rollout. They're getting us ready. Do you know what that signifies? When they tell you your flag's bad, you've either been overrun or you're about to be overrun. And they're overrunning the border. They're starting all these wars. They're trying to plunge the economy. They're all over the news saying plunge it to stop Trump. Do you understand, folks, that this is so over the chart? What comes next? Firebombing of ICE facilities? Oh, that already happened. What comes next? Hitting Christians that have prayer vigils over the head with crowbars? Oh, that's already happening. What comes next? Killing babies after they're born? Oh, that's already happening. See? The bottom has fallen out, folks. Let's go to Sweden. Alex in Sweden, thanks for holding. You're on the air on this Monday edition. Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you for all the work you've been doing in here in Europe. We're really taking a lot of advantage of your information. I started around 2006 with alternative media in Sweden, and you were one of the first I was following.
Well, that was my goal, was to get people to take action and was to spur folks to engage in leadership. And so if you're saying I did that, I'm very thankful for your call and saying it, because that's been my goal.
Yeah, and I know I was supposed to talk about censorship, but I just want to shortly say that I know people in Europe are still following you. It's a little bit harder since before, because all the censorship, a lot of people have been following you on YouTube and Twitter, and they don't get you on their feeds anymore. Most people are using cell phones nowadays. So I myself got your app because I started following you more closely again a few weeks ago. And I want everyone in Sweden and Europe following you to try and support you. I know you have shipping costs if you want to buy stuff from USA, but still, see if you can buy some movies or stickers or whatever. Or I sent you donations previously, but I guess they closed your PayPal maybe. I couldn't find it anymore.
No, they closed everything. And I don't really... I say we're under attack. It would take hours to go through all the attacks. But yeah, people... They took away the Apple app when it went to number one in news, 3 million downloads. But people that got it still have it. A couple million downloads on the Droid, that's still there with Google. It's linked at Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com/app. But yeah, just the word of mouth of people in Europe and places explaining that, go to Infowars.com/show, we're still on the air. And in fact, in some ways we've expanded, in other ways we've contracted, but definitely the White House is listening. Our banning made a lot of governments and important people listen. So kind of our influence increased. Our general populist outreach decreased, but it's been quite a fight. What do you think about the influence of China? I mean, I know they're a big part of the EU takeover. They're a big part of what's happening to Sweden, the Islamic invasion.
What I know from China is just what I've been seeing in Sweden, as you might not know. They're buying up a lot of companies to work with sensitive technology, and it hasn't really been stopped because the Swedish security police have been too slow or just letting it happen. Like a lot of companies spearheading on, because Sweden has a lot of high-tech companies with microchips and like special metal alloys and everything they've been buying up. And Sweden got into conflict with China because China arrested some offer, I think is Swedish citizen or has a stays in Sweden at least. And then they tried to stage some like fake news event in Sweden. They sent some Chinese tourists to a hotel in Stockholm, and they came there on the wrong day. They booked like for Saturday, and they came on a Friday or something. And they were very upset, started a problem in the lobby, and they ended up, the police had to take them out and drop them off somewhere in the street.
And then China, like Smollett, I saw that, said, oh, look, they don't like Chinese in Sweden.
That became a big news in China. There was someone like linked that on some Chinese
social media. Tell you what, I want people to hear about this, because China programs Netflix. I'm not kidding. All this Jussie Smollett stuff is China. And so they're even doing the same thing to Swedes with Chinese. Like, the Swedes don't like Chinese.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Out of Silicon Valley, Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger is my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people, or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference right at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery surfaces aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They are becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies, you are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
By the way, Brian Stelter's show on the weekend only had 500,000 viewers. Now it has 250,000. Primetime weekend show, 250,000 viewers. I mean, we have over 1 million on radio stations tuning in every hour. The guy is a joke. Millions every day over the internet, despite all the censorship. But that's their delusion. Now, the caller from Sweden, then I'll hurry through the other calls. Alex brought up the fact that, yeah, China is engaged in oppression of Swedish citizens that are over there. And then they have this big falling out. China and Sweden, a diplomatic row or fight after family brutally evicted from hotel lobby. China kills political dissidents on the street, sells organs, has millions in death camps. But they'll use social media when they want to make Sweden look bad, knowing how SJW Sweden is, saying, oh, look, you know, we send in these Chinese operatives. They act like they're thrown out. You know, the biggest group of tourists here in the United States is Chinese women. They come here to have their babies who become U.S. citizens, and everything's paid for. Even CNN admits that. So it just breaks down how China owns Hollywood, controls Netflix. That's why there's all these shows are like Jussie Smollett-type deals where whites are all evil and minorities are all being attacked. That's the Chinese who, the communists, who are some of the most racist, insular people in the world. They don't let anybody mess with the Chinese culture. They've got 2 million Muslims in forced labor camps, the Uyghurs. But they know how to punch American and Swedish buttons. You want to finish commenting on that, Alex? Thanks for holding over from Sweden.
Yeah, actually, I want to say something else just shortly, because I think it's the biggest, every day of the year, the biggest news is how you got censored on the platform and how you're considered a dangerous person on Facebook. So I think people should really think about what did you do to achieve that status? You must be the biggest threat. And I think people should try and like fill the void where you get censored and at the same time support you to go to the next step, because they did this censoring for some reason. So people should really look into it if they want to win the fight.
Well, that was the whole point of this talk today. It's because I'm focusing on China, allied with the multinationals, owning Hollywood, literally taking over our countries. And again, the Chinese people are great people. It's the Chinese communists that are so soulless, enslaving and dominating their own population.
I have one more idea before you go to the next caller. I know what you did many years ago when you were still active on social media. You had these Google bombs or Twitter bombs, and now you don't have your own platform to spread your own material. But you could use a similar method to maybe boost the best tweet of Trump of the week or something to really make like hundreds of thousands more retweets. And they will get really annoyed if you're like even affecting anything in social media, even if you're banned. The elite wouldn't like it. And they can't really ban Trump from Twitter. If you boost someone else, they can ban them. But Trump, I don't think they can ban him.
No, you're absolutely right. That's a fabulous idea, and I've thought about that. Google changed their algorithm to stop the Google bomb, where we could put a term out and make it number one whenever we wanted to. I sure wish we would have used that more before they stopped their system to block it. But we could create hashtags that link to something new that we've done. Then they'll have trouble suppressing that hashtag. But I agree. We should do things like pick Trump statements or Trump tweets and get that information out. Thank you so much for the call, Alex. And again, great callers like Alex out there. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan in Florida. Thanks for calling.
Alex, about the EU and China, I just wanted to say that the central banks, the elite, the satanic people have been running Europe, running the U.S., controlling our currency. But what I really wanted to say is, how come I don't hear anybody mentioning when you said that when they came for you that everybody else was next, that you were going to be the first domino and everybody else was going to fall? That's exactly what's happened. And I want to take your view on your expert analysis. You've been spot on everything, on what you think, what really is going to happen next, so we can prepare.
Well, I could talk for 1,000 hours on that. I have to really get focused and sit in a chair for like 3 or 4 hours and just kind of meditate on what's happening to come up with the next level and try to look at all the thousands of pieces that go together and then think about how the globalists are going to respond, how we're going to respond, and then the synthesis that comes out of that is the way that I can, you know, a lot of times predict what's going to happen next. But a lot of this is easy to predict when you study tyrants, what the globalists have been up to, what they're doing. It's really not hard to understand. They demonized me because they knew we were pushing an effective message of liberty. We were created folk hero status, and Chris Carter was making a new X-Files based on me, and he was saying on the news, Alex Jones is good, Trump's good. So they had to intimidate everybody else who was pro-Trump in media to shut up, watch what happens to Alex Jones. So I was used as an example of being, quote, destroyed to scare other people. Then once I wasn't stood up for, they would then obviously move on, like any hegemonic tyrant does, to censoring everybody else. So it was really a no-brainer. And then if you look at the architecture of the internet, how it's designed to ban whole voices, whole names, whole symbols, like the Taiwanese flag. Once you can ban Alex Jones or even saying his name or InfoWars' name, then everything else will fall into line. Then you can ban language. You can ban communication in whole. So hold over, Jonathan. I'll come back to you and try to get what you think's coming next. But we're at a crossroads. We're a fork in the road. And it really is up to what we do and what Trump does versus what the globalists are going to do. I know what's going to happen if Trump doesn't take action, and then if all of us don't take action, I can tell you what's going to happen. So let me try to break that down when we come back. It's one of the biggest subjects you could obviously discuss, and it gives me a headache even thinking about it, but I'm gonna tell you what I think's coming next. Stay with us. In the world, Alex Jones show. We're going back to your calls right through the next hour, right into Gerald Celente. And we'll get to everybody. You know, I mentioned this earlier at the end of the first hour, and then I didn't show you the news articles and the studies. Now, the crew did. They pulled up PubMed and Harvard and all the rest of it. But yes, David Hogg, the anti-gunner, once said, notice Jones says there's toxins in the water table, and then he sells you water filters. And then the crowd laughs. See, they're so deceptive. They have such a spirit of deception, they don't even understand, like a sign saying, we've got great cheeseburgers. Yeah, I'm trying to sell you cheeseburgers. They don't get, hey, I filter my water, you should too. Here's a bunch of examples. We've got the best water filters. And people go test our water filters that are 40% off right now, by the way. And they go, oh, my gosh, these are like, it's funny, like all the brands he sells, we only sell like 5 brands. Out of hundreds, they're all the highest rated. Who do you think I go out and partner with? I go see what's the highest rated. That's what I sell. But see, somebody like David Hogg, it's weird to like just be straight shooter. I'm a straight shooter to the point of being annoying. It's the same thing with iodine. You know, I mentioned this, but I wanted to show you some articles. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Radio listeners, just type in How Adding Iodine to Salt Boosted Americans' IQs. That's Discover Magazine. Here's another one. Business Insider, how adding iodine to salt resulted in a decline in a decade's worth of IQ gains for the United States. Read that again. How adding iodine to salt resulted in a decade's worth of IQ gains for the United States. It's a weird headline. Doesn't really explain it. It's estimated that a third of deformities worldwide and chromosomal disorders are lack of iodine in the woman. Needless to say, we sell the best iodine there is. Yep, we tell you about a real problem, like self-defense, like being a gun manufacturer. It's good to have guns to protect yourself. Here, buy my gun, it's really good. It's like just complete straight shoot, there it is. That's how we fund our operation. I'm going to explain this again. X2 is the only true atomic iodine on the market. It's from Deep Earth Crystals mined. No one else has this because you got to get DEA approval and jump through a bunch of hoops, and it makes the cost go way up. I would not take the other iodines out there on the market. This is pure. It's awesome. A low percentage of people, I'm told it's less than 3%, cannot absorb regular pure atomic iodine. So we have tri-iodine, which is excellent, that has the Deep Earth Crystal source, but also potassium iodine and sodium iodine. It has nothing to do with how much bottle or how much it costs to produce it to come up with a new one. This is because scientists, and I talked to three different big labs, said you ought to be putting out multiple iodine from clean sources. So we went with tri-iodine. And it's apples and oranges. Everybody's physiology is different. You should try them both and test them out and use them yourself. But I want to explain something again. This is big medicine. This is big stuff. To use a Native American term, big wampum. This is not smoke and mirrors. So be careful. Because a lot of people are already so jacked from no good iodine in their body. And you're already running off the bad iodines and all the other bad, you know, halogens, that it can do some wacky stuff. Consult a physician. Talk to whoever. Do your own research. Because I'm not selling smoke and mirrors. I'm not selling placebos. No. We changed the world here. And like I said earlier, I've never been a supplement guy. I got convinced to get on them like 6-7 years ago. I lost 80 pounds. I was 280. I went down to like 200. I gained about 30 pounds back, quit working out, all of it. Went off the supplements partially, gained some of it back. Went back on a few weeks ago religiously. I'm taking the X2. I'm taking the fish oil. I'm taking the bodies. I'm taking the DNA Force Plus, and it's just rolling off. And I don't want to get graphic here, but my wife's like, that hurts. I shouldn't even. The point is that hard as a rock, folks. All right, I apologize for that. It's true, though. Why? And I always tell myself, why in the hell am I not taking all this stuff when I know how good it is? It's a family show. I apologize. It's just true, though. I told you. I tell the truth, even though it's really obnoxious, and I apologize. I'm going to stop it right now. Somebody slapped me in the face. Okay, let's go back to Jonathan, a holdover. What does he think is going to happen next? It's up to us. I said if people didn't rally around my banning, it'd be everybody else next, because that's the big tech goals. We have their own documents. We have their own admissions. I mean, It's not like I'm a rocket scientist. I say if you jump off a cliff, you're going to die probably, unless you have a parachute. What is going to happen next if we don't do anything? Thomas Jefferson was once asked, what is the level of tyranny at which tyrants will go? He said, whatever level you'll put up with. Let me explain that. There's always somebody crazier, if you let somebody push the envelope of what you'll put up with, who will outdo that. And there's always somebody after that who will outdo that, until you've got black pyramids with 10,000 sacrifices a day, with people, with high priests chopping their own genitals off. That's happened all over the world, where people submit to the priest class, and pretty soon they're taking hallucinogens, they're murdering everybody, they're running around psychotic. It's like Hellraiser. And so what's going to happen in the meantime on this road to hell is we're desperately wicked. We have no bottom. We don't have God. The Bible tells us we'll go all the way down the pit. And so what's going to happen next is up to us. They're trying to assassinate Trump. Their big move is to plunge the economy right now and start wars. And they're trying as hard as they can. They're trying to cause a civil war as well. And none of it's working. And so they're getting more panicked and more desperate. And at a certain point, we're aiding and abetting them if Trump doesn't politically and militarily move against them. We're winning politically. But they are doing things that are illegal. They're on TV promoting Antifa, saying they're heroes for attacking ICE facilities, trying to kill people. And then folks are going to get killed. They're already getting killed. And so I'll tell you the big thing is going to happen. Well, see, I mean, I said if Trump didn't replace the Federal Reserve with people, they'd plunge the economy. He's replacing them. They're even more pissed. He's exercising his rightful power. They don't know what to do. Even the traitors in 1913 who sold us out thought, well, the president will still have a veto. Well, Trump's the first president in 107 years, 106 and a half years to exercise that power. And the system that's been owning us and running us feels like we're their property, and they are just, they don't know what to do. And so they're going to try to plunge the economy. I'm just stating things that are already happening. They're going to try to start big wars. That's already happening. But the big one is, if Trump doesn't call out and go after big tech now, because I know they've bought off almost all his advisors. They have more money than God. Because God doesn't care about money. That's a made-up thing, isn't it? It's a fiat thing of the devil. I mean, that money really is of the devil. It's like the Bible says, the love of money is the heart of all evil, the root of all evil. Not that money's bad, but the love of it and the fact that it's fiat and it's like a spell. It's not really real, but you get the whole world for it. So yes, we should do a whole show maybe tomorrow and just take calls the whole time. What's going to happen next? They're going to steal the election from Trump. Google and Facebook are already doing it, and they're just going to cover up all the fraud and all the crime. They're going to deactivate any conservative thought or discussion, and they're going to have all the illegals go out and vote, and people vote in the name of dead folks, and that's it. I mean, top computer scientists and others have testified to Congress. It's already a done deal. So Trump's greatest attribute is also his greatest Achilles. It's always that way. He's super confident. He thinks he can override them. He thinks that people are waking up to it. But it's such a level of fraud that if Trump doesn't take action, he'll have the election stolen from him. And so I think that really comes down to it. Finish up with Jonathan in 60 seconds when we come back. And then I got to hurry up like I always do. We got a lot of callers here. James and Sean and Richard and Matthew and Bryden and Joe and Ed and Aaron. It's all coming up in hour number 3.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You know, the caller's asking what happens next if we don't stop this. We'll be conquered. We'll be taken over. That's what's happening. We're in a season of blood right now. And if Trump's unable to stabilize the country and remove this attempt by foreign powers to break the country up, it's going to get very physical and we're going to win that fight. And a lot of the mercenaries that have been hired to be part of the political class, they're all going to disappear and run for the hills. They've all been making those plans. That's why it's so stupid to go down this road. Thanks for holding, Jonathan. Did I answer your question in a babbling way? I mean, what do you think comes next? You're just as smart as I am.
No, I appreciate all the info that you give us. I think it's biblical. And I do want to say that I did buy X2. I bought bodies because I'm a meat cutter, and I stand all day, and I take a pill before I go to bed, and my body is great all day. I'm not really sure. All I know is biblical. Central banks have controlled Europe and the United States, so I don't know where this goes. all I can say is to the callers, to the listeners, pray for Alex, pray for their family. And like you said, when you have a communication with God, you get this tingling sensation, a connection. So I'm going to make sure that I pray for you, Alex, that I pray for this country. And not sure what we can do when these satanic people control our lives with AI, with chemtrails, with vaccines, with 5G.
Well, imagine how powerful we are. They're having to do all this to do it and try to control us. I appreciate you calling, brother. God bless you, Jonathan. And InfoWars has become a figurehead of this, so I need people's prayers. My biggest problem is I get so angry at the globalists. And when I get exhausted, I have to get more angry to power through, and then I become a jerk. And I need people to pray that I have peace. And I'm not, and that is actually a gratuitous request about me, because I'm getting to where I've been getting up at 5 a.m. I've been working a lot, still spending time with the family, so I just end up sleeping less so that I can try to get more done. And I get exhausted, and then I have to get enraged to carry on. And it's just not healthy. It's not good. And so I'm trying to deal with that. And I appreciate all your support, folks. Okay, Joe in Los Angeles, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, Joe. Welcome.
Welcome. How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Plug real quick. Want to plug real quick on your product. I have a roommate that cut his toe about a year ago, never took care of it, and it turned into a disaster. He had a hole in the size of his toe of about a quarter, and he couldn't get the doctors to fix it. They were giving him all the, the stuff to take care of the bacteria, and it wasn't working. So I turned him on to your that silver wrap, and within about 3 weeks, that hole's turned into about the size of a dime. So it's shrunk almost half the size.
So which of the products did you put him on?
The silver wound.
Oh, sir, absolutely. It's private labeled from the number one company in the U.S. They've said we can say their name, but I've chosen not to because they'll get harassed. But this is what's used in hospitals. It's sold in stores. We are the only ones authorized, because they're patriots out of Denver, to sell it as a third party. And absolutely, super silver wound gel is the strongest nano silver allowed on the market by the FDA. It is certified as the strongest silver that you can get over the counter. This stuff definitely works.
Well, I also, a friend of mine's mom was dying of cancer, so she basically didn't want to go through the natural
chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy. So I told them, here, take some of this stuff. I had DNA 4, Survival Shield, Secret 12, and Selenium. I gave it to her, and she went in for a checkup, and they said that her tumors were 40% decreased. I don't know if that had anything to do with that combination, but she was...
Hey, don't hang up, Joe. I want to come back to you and talk about this. Listen, scurvy is rampant everywhere. None of the doctors will tell them they need vitamin C. I want to explain this when we come back. This is a big deal, folks. You need vitamin C, you need iodine, just like you need oxygen. But they won't tell you. Stay with us. Resistance to tyrants.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So this broadcast is like nails on a chalkboard to the establishment. I couldn't be happier, and I want to stay on air in defiance of their tyranny. But Joe in Los Angeles called in, and he was, you might want to recap. He was talking about his friend got an infection in his toe, had a huge rod hole in it. The doctors couldn't take care of it. And then he tried Super Silver Wound Gel that is patented, FDA approved. We just license it from a company that puts it in hospitals and stores across the land. But our version is Super Silver Wound Gel, just a different label. So I didn't even know the caller was going to bring that up, but it was China Epstein and other things. But he was bringing up someone he knows that has cancer, and he was telling that story as we went to break. So here's what I'm going to say. If you don't have oxygen, you die in about 4 minutes. You pass out in about 30 seconds, but your brain dies in about 4 minutes on average. Unless you're putting an ice solution, you can live for hours. It just slows down your metabolic rate and kind of puts you in stasis. But cells turn off at about 4 minutes and your brain gives up the ghost. Now, the British ended up being the most powerful empire in the world, not because the Spanish couldn't fight, not because the Portuguese couldn't fight, not because the Austrian-Hungarian Empire couldn't fight, but the Brits invented clocks. They invented, until the U.S. came along, basically almost everything. Because they had the royal institutes where the crown would pay huge prizes to people that developed navigation systems, medicine, surgeries. England was the king. Because the Renaissance really exploded there. And you ever wonder why British are called limeys? You know, Irish and folks are called Micks because they got a Mick in the front of their name. It's not a racist or bad thing. It's, you know, oh, that's a Mick because they got a Mick on their name. Or Krauts. Germans are called Krauts because they like sauerkraut with everything. So, and then I'll go back to your calls. But this is really important what the caller brought up. Is the limeys, the British ended up getting basically key limes when they went into the Caribbean 500 years ago. And they had their captains write and their ship's doctors how long sailors survived, what climates. They were trying to figure out what's making sickness. They weren't sure if it was hot air or why they got close to the shore. More of their sailors would die in a couple days. And they figured out pretty quick it was mosquitoes. But the British classified that 400 years ago. So the British would always lay off the coast. And foreigners would ask, why did the Brits lay off the coast? Because they don't want mosquitoes. And then they can get all the fevers and the malaria that came with mosquitoes. Well, the Brits also figured out with their scientists limes. But the Brits were suspicious. The average sailor thought if you swim, you get sick. And they thought, you know, you don't want to eat vegetables. They make you sick. This is what people actually thought back then. So they would put the limes in the grog, which is what's grog? One-third rum, two-thirds water. To make sure they would at least drink their water. Part of their pay and their daily ration for good behavior was grog. So on the job, you know, all sailors, Spanish, Russian, it didn't matter. They were paid in alcohol. And part of their daily food was alcohol. So the British would start putting, 400 years ago, limes in the alcohol, the grog. And so what would happen when they were 1,000 miles from home and ran up against a British frigate twice their size? Or ran up against a Spanish frigate twice their size? Well, the Spanish, all their teeth had fallen out. They had cuts all over them, open wounds, no fresh vegetables, no vitamin C. Well, notice the British for 200 years could keep it secret that limes were, and so it was a joke to all the other armies that there were bags of limes and obsessions with limes and powdered lime powder to put in, and they would put it in the grog to make them drink it because they knew our troops are ready to fight because they've got vitamin C. So I'm going into a plug here, but here's the deal. Every study, Linus Pauling won 2 Nobel Prizes for vitamin C. And how if you have mega dosages of it, you basically never get cancer. The problem is a lot of people get to where their guts can't absorb it anymore when you're old. And so you've got to take it intravenously. So these are the things that are known. And so the caller was bringing up people that he knows who suddenly got on X2, suddenly got on DNA Force, suddenly got on these things, and they got a lot healthier. Well, that's because if you think vitamin C is powerful, the stuff in DNA Force is even beyond that. It's the next level of that. So, yes, that's what we know. And when your body doesn't have the good halogen of iodine, it uses the bad halogen. And at a certain point, the cells are using toxic chemicals to survive. They start mutating so they can use that and not die, but then they take over your body and you die from cancer. And so much of the deformity and the mental illness and the low IQs and everything is that people have vitamin and mineral deficiencies. And they work around the clock with all these fake reports. Oh, you don't need vitamins. You don't need minerals. You don't need. And they lower the amount you're supposed to take. They know exactly what they're doing. So, Joe, finishing up, and I appreciate you holding. You got cut off. Get into the story you were telling.
Well, I wanted to go into China and wanted to talk about chemtrails. So, you know, I've been listening to you for 15 years, and I've been trying to figure out what the end game was, and watched all your films. And I remember when you guys when you did that one show with we found the coffins over there in Georgia.
Yeah, the stockpile of coffins in case there was a mass plague release.
Right, right. Well, you know, everything's starting to kind of make sense. I'm trying to put things together, and I'm looking at, you know, the holding camps, the closed military bases turned into internment camps, UN equipment that was seen all over the country, you know, several years back. And you start thinking to yourself, well, are they trying? They want a civil war. They want to clear out as many people as they can with equipment, with, you know, guns and that. And then would China want to come in and you know, invade us? I have no idea, but Deagle.com, I don't know if you've ever seen that website, they say by 2025 our population is going to be down to 60 million, from 330 to 60 million.
And well, I know that the UN wants a permanent world population of 500 million. That's the official UNESCO goal. They believe the sustainable number of humans on Earth is 500 million. Well, you'd have to get rid of 7 million people to achieve that number. So, yeah, I appreciate you, Joe. Thank you for the call. Let's jam in another call before we go to break here. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to James in Massachusetts. James, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Alex. God bless General Jones. May you live in peace and love forever. In Christ's name we pray.
God bless you, brother.
So the reason I'm calling, Alex, is with all this election fraud things coming up, Obama having federalized the elections, why do we not hear any talk about mandating paper ballots, voter ID, even going as far as dyeing your thumb? Why doesn't the president implement some of these things so that we can prevent some of the fraud?
No, that's a good point. You know, in Iraq, they dye the thumb, as you pointed out, so that people don't go vote 10 times. That's the biggest problem. And there's just rampant fraud because the Democrats aren't popular. They're not winning anywhere. It's when the Democrats get control, they engage in election fraud. And conservatives won't do it, so we always lose. But that's changing because the landslide's so big. I agree, Trump needs to stop internet censorship, and he needs to do something about that situation with election fraud you just mentioned.
Yep. And I'd like to thank you also. You know, my wife and I have been married for 17 years, and we never able to have kids. And after a couple of years of taking the B12 and the iodine and knowing about not using fluoride and not having vaccines, we have a great, healthy, vibrant six-year-old boy. And I thank you very much for that.
Well, you know, fluoride is meant to block fertility. It's the bad halogen, but iodine is associated with fertility. So that's a beautiful story. That's exciting, my friend.
Yes, we're very pleased.
Hold on, I got to hear more about this. Don't hang up. This is too exciting.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you got cut off by the break, James in Massachusetts, and I've got all the articles right here about IQ, fertility being boosted on iodine, you name it. That's why the system fights to keep people from getting good iodine and other things that we talk about here. Even if you don't get it from InfoWarsStore.com, doesn't matter to me. Just research what deficiencies are doing. But get back to you and your wife and recap the story you were telling, because you got caught by that break.
Yep. So we had been married for 17 years, and we never had any children. And we bought the water filter first, and we got out the fluoride and the glyphosates. And then we started taking X2 and B12. And about a year or so later, my wife got pregnant with our baby boy. And with the iodine that she was taking and everything, he's so bright. And you can just see the glow in his face, and he's always smiling. And we just owe it all to you, and you're our hero, Alex.
Well, that's just beautiful, brother. And again, it shows the system knows all this, and it works to keep the people from just getting basic things that the body has to have. You have to have vitamin C. You have to have iodine. You have to have water. You have to have oxygen. But instead, the whole system works to block that. Well, I'm just glad that you and your wife, listened to what we were talking about with my guest and the scientist. I mean, I know you got dramatic results, but I mean, what made you go from just doing the water filters to the other products? And what was it like when she got pregnant? What was she like when she delivered? And what's your son like today?
When she got pregnant, we were just beside ourselves, you know, after 17 years of marriage, and then saw all of a sudden surprise. And after she delivered our baby, right from when the first time I saw him, you could just see that he was so bright and alive. And the doctor wanted to stick him with a vaccine for hepatitis B. And I said, are you out of your mind? You want to give my baby a vaccine for a sexually transmitted disease? You are crazy. You're not going to touch him. And ever since we brought him home, he's just been so happy and healthy that we're just beside ourselves.
Well, my wife gets mad when I talk about her on air, but we had 3 miscarriages, my second wife. And I just said, baby, you play tennis, you work out all day, you teach yoga, you're beautiful. I said, you need iodine. And I dosed her up on it. She did it. And we have my great daughter who's now 26 months old. And it's just so powerful. It's what we're made of. And I'm sitting here trying to explain this to people. We're not just like making this stuff up. And because she was taking all her other vitamins, she's a big health person. But I explained to her about fertility in women and just it's just everything. But again, the other iodines are bound. You don't absorb them. Everyone calls their iodine atomic. I wish everyone else was selling atomic iodine. They're not. Because you've got to pay a lot of money and go through a lot of hoops to get atomic iodine. But I didn't mean to go off into supplements today. I was just taking general calls about world government, the New World Order, you know, how they're trying to start a war. What do you make of them trying to plunge the economy? The Democrats are openly saying, not just Bill Maher now, but like Elizabeth Warren, you name it, let's plunge the economy. That'll stop Trump. I guess they think we have no memory. If they plunge the economy, do you think folks will really blame Trump?
I don't think so. I just think that he needs to take more control. I think he's trying to be extra diplomatic, but I think we need a George Washington right now, and I think he's a little bit behind the curve on the election.
No, I agree. You know what George Washington would be doing right now, right?
He'd be hanging people in the streets right now, and that's what we really need.
You're right. I appreciate your call. And, you know, I'm not the type of person that lusts after violence, but I when you hear the truth, you get tears in your eyes because, you know, these people are evil. I mean, and I'm not calling for any of us to do any violence because we're not George Washington. And Trump, you know, I think he knows how to hold his fire. He's trying to fix stuff peacefully, but we're in a lot of crap right now. And, you know, when I saw Chris Hayes on Friday say, we must crush the Americans, we must smash them, we must destroy them, these are quotes, and say, you see them with their flags, you see them loving America. It was like a satire piece. Imagine some hallucination where there's a guy on national U.S. TV going, they love America, these filth, they wave flags, we've got to crush them. But he's for real. They think we're so weak, this is what they're doing. They're firebombing ICE facilities. Overworked people doing a great job with the right wing attacking them because they released 98% of the people. That's the law. They're taking care of all these people. They're releasing them. It's the Democrats that did catch and release. It's the Democrats that caused all this, and they call them Nazis. Gosh, they could find so many Americans. They're all AstroTurf. They're out of work. They all get paid by Soros, the media. It's all rent-a-mobs. They just go pull these stunts that the whole media focuses on. They call for the open borders. They created it all. If there's any blood, it's on their hands. Let's take another caller. Who's been holding the longest now? Aaron in Nevada. Thanks for holding. You're a trooper. You're awesome. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm good talking to you, brother. Thank you.
I'm out here in Las Vegas in FEMA Region 9, Sanctuary City, future Sanctuary State. Want to see the head of the Hydra cut off because the Las Vegas Gaming Commission here gives gaming licenses to Dubai World, which is a gold and diamond exchange out of Dubai, and all their money goes to Tehran. You know, They're not giving Trump a gaming license out here. They gave Steve Wynn one when he was put in business by a gangster out of Detroit.
That's a good point. Trump can't get a license, but Iran can.
Dubai World, half owner of MGM, you know, resorts. George Soros is a big stockholder in MGM, also a big stockholder in Caesar's Palace. You know, you see Dominion voting machines. George Soros owns the company that owns those voting machines. So, you know, what are we doing to Nevada to set the targets over here to stop this transformation into a sanctuary state, Alex?
No, I agree. Trump needs to take the gloves off, and he's trying. He's overwhelmed, and I'm not just defending Trump. It's true. He's got to stop all this, and that's a good point. That's why they don't want us on air, so callers can't call in like this. I forgot, you're right, Iran through Dubai, which is a Shiite, they own a big part of those hotels, and they're in bed with Soros, who noticed once the Iran deal and to let Iran get nukes. That just shows that Soros is just so damn evil. And that's a great point. I mean, I think we should call for Trump to investigate that. And if the Gaming Commission won't do it, have the FBI do it. Let's throw the Iranians out of Las Vegas, see how they like that.
Saudi Arabia owns the Four Seasons Hotel. They're in Mandalay Bay. So, you know, they're part of it.
Them too. Yeah. Except so Saudi Arabia also is not actively trying right now to overthrow the United States.
Sure, sure. Also, I had a big argument with Google about how they're trying to take away the freedoms of all of us, getting the information when we put a flashlight on our app on our phone, that the information is being recorded, all the calls, emails, going over to people that want to take away our freedoms. And Google's excuse is, well, once the public opts in, we're off the hook.
That's right. You've got that new app that makes people that are young, old, when you sign up for that, in the terms of service, they own your likeness. I mean, big tech is out of control, and it's time for them to be brought down to size. Thank you, Aaron. More calls straight ahead. We'll be back. Stay with us. Richard, Sean, others, you're up next. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups.
You want answers?
You want answers?
Well, so do we.
Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been watching. I've been waiting. Yuki, Tim, Ed, Jameson, Teddy, Brandon, Matthew, Richard, Sean. I got to get to all those calls, and that's it, because we got just ones that kept taking over. But all these callers are awesome. I can talk to you all for 30 minutes, but we got to move quick. Yuki in Texas wants to talk about storming Area 51. Let me tell you something. If I tried to have a Facebook page about a demonstration at the White House, they'd ban it. If you tried that, they'd do it. Believe me, we've had folks behind the scenes do it. But when somebody says we're going to have a million people assault and break federal law and invade a secret compound, Facebook leaves it up. They are testing. Facebook was designed to overthrow countries. They ran the Arab Spring. I think this is seriously criminal, what's going on, and it shows their serious bias. Yuki, in the great state of Texas, what do you think?
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I was watching the conference where Zuckerberg was talking about banning yourself in InfoWars, and he's talking about how their hate speech policy is there to stop anything that's dangerous. And I think that this Area 51 thing is completely dangerous, especially with a lot of the delusional people out there. And, you know, I think the last time I checked, they had 1.9 million scheduled to go, another 1.2, I think, interested. And even if just a fraction of those people try to unlawfully storm, you know, a military base, that could lead to some really big problems. And I think that's dangerous. And, you know, it just shows the hypocrisy of how Facebook is really, you know, not for free speech, and they're actually allowing something dangerous. And I think it's a really bad recipe for disaster.
Well, you're absolutely right. And again, Area 51 got popularized by Art Bell. That's fine. It's all cute. There's a whole bunch of these bases, and it's come out what's there. There's Skunk's Work, advanced space planes, aircraft are there. The B-2 bomber was there before it was ever announced in 1989. And they've got a lot of other things that are at the base, but just because Transformer movies, you know, claim that the Cube is there and Cybertron. None of that's true. It's a secret military base, and they're saying we're going to have a million people attack it, and Facebook's leaving that up. This is all a giant test. But since you raised that, let's play a clip of the creator of Storm Area 51 movement fears event could lead to military base slaughter. But it's still up, and Facebook's letting it happen. Here it is.
Bigger deal. It started out as just from a pure stroke of imagination. It's just meant to be funny. I want to do something cool out there now that we have a bunch of people, but I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Matty Roberts created the viral event that's taken the internet by storm. More than 1.7 million people on Facebook have expressed interest to get into Area 51, one of the most secure and highly protected pieces of property on the planet, where lethal force can be used on trespassers.
I'm kind of worried about that. I've had a couple people DM the page where they're like, I'm willing to die for the government. Let's do this. And I'm just like, oh my God, bud.
Robert says the whole storming the gates idea was really more of a joke. He has other plans for the masses that may show up on September 20th.
It's not going to be like a military-based slaughter. It'll actually be something really fun, educational, maybe music and art. That's what I'm working on.
The tiny town of Rachel, Nevada, population of just 56 people, is preparing for the unknown.
It's sad because they're going to pull resources and people, you know, sheriff's department and highway patrol that need to be in places, and military will be here. I'm sure military will be here.
Locals worry about having enough food, water, and shelter for the hundreds and potentially thousands of people who want to see what secrets Area 51 is hiding.
They're not going to get on site. You know, it's not going to happen.
Roberts admits he's a little out there, just like his idea. And now his event has captured the imagination and fueled the fascination of one of the most mysterious places in the universe. Joe Bartels, 13 Action News.
So they're saying coming up, what's the date? August 17th, if memory serves. A million people are going to storm this. And all it is a secret aircraft base and a toxic waste dump. There's a whole bunch of these. But because it's been hyped up, I always get like, oh, tell about Area 51. I never talk about Area 51, folks. I talk about real things that are going on. But again, they're saying a million of us are going to storm this, and Facebook's let them hype this, let them push this. The guy is wearing a Japanese animation uniform. This is Zuckerberg making it a joke that, oh, you can organize storming the White House. Oh, the Pentagon. And they're all making it a joke, so when it happens for real, the Pentagon doesn't get involved. This is Zuckerberg, who overthrew major countries and turned it over to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, testing right now. He thinks we're idiots. What do you think, Yuki in Texas?
I absolutely agree with you. I think that it's pretty blatant what they're doing. I mean, the guy who started this thing, he even has a store up there. He's making money off T-shirts and all this stuff. And he talks about in that news interview of him talking about how he wants it to be peaceful, but yet he's talking about, you know, I'm not sure how familiar people are with anime and stuff. You know, I'm half Japanese, so I've seen anime. But anyways, the Naruto running, he's talking about people literally running through and storming a military facility. And, you know, that's unlawful. And let's be clear.
Whether this guy's a useful idiot or not, this is totally staged. Facebook will ban anybody you know trying to create any type of page that's political, unless it's leftist. This is totally about making it a joke so no one sees what's happening and then preparing it for mass attacks. And it won't be Area 51. It'll be the White House. God bless you, Yuki. People see through this, though, so good luck, globalist. Your whole Area 51 plan is about preparing people to storm the White House. It's about making it a joke, shaving, get away with it so other accounts get made fun of and other accounts to storm the what's left of the World Trade Center, the New World Trade Center, to storm the Empire State Building or storm the Sears Tower or storm the White House. And by the time you're not watching, Zuckerberg's got it. And he's ready, because that's what this is all about, is his 2.4 billion members carrying out violence. Remember 2 weeks ago? They said, you're only allowed to carry out violence in preparation for murder against Alex Jones, Paul Watson, and five other people. Once you accept that, then it's everybody. They have face recognition. Instead of like a Pokemon where you get prizes looking for the little Pokemon, you got prizes in Hunter Killer looking for who you're going to kill. Now, that's 10 years from now, but this is all the prototype of that. What do you want to storm? Oh, we let everybody do it. It's fun. It's cute. It's liberal. But none of it has to do with that. They know exactly what they're doing. Make no mistake, they left that up there because they want to normalize the idea of Facebook organizing the storming of government buildings because of preparing an army of violent LSD heads. Okay, Braden in Louisiana, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, thanks for getting my name right. I know you kept saying it wrong, but yeah, it's actually Braden.
Well, when you got a brain as small as mine, and I'm looking at a thing 20 feet away, I apologize. I got it wrong, but we just burnt some time getting the name wrong. I got it right the third time, so that's what matters.
Yeah, thanks. No problem. And yeah, I wanted to get into, you know, just the deeper level of this. You know, it's a spiritual war. Like, if you listen to what Nikola Tesla said, I mean, in my opinion, he's definitely one of, you know, the greatest scientists that ever lived in the 20th century.
I agree with you.
One of his famous quotes that I always, you know, try to dig deeper in is to understand the universe, think in terms of vibration, frequency, and energy. And the deeper level that I'm trying to get to is, you know, what they're all doing with the vaccines and fluoride and know why you're trying to hit hard on the iodine is they don't want
to. Oh, it's all about suppressing your ability to resonate with frequencies. We're all electrochemical antennas. That's been proven.
Exactly.
That's why Elon Musk is like, oh, you've got electrochemical magnetic stuff. We just put electrodes in and it shows like spears going into your brain. Those aren't just going to pick up what your electrodes are doing. They're not going to pick up what the electrochemical is doing. They're going to program it. And he admits that and then giggles about it. And him and his co-host all look like they're on 10 rails of methamphetamine. They're all sweating. They're about to have heart attacks. They're like, ah, we're not saying it. We'll take you over. Ah. They're just like flipping out. Stay there and finish up. Braden. You know, I totally forgot. The crew just reminded me during the break. I'm waiting for it to come out of the printer. I like to save stuff, so I have it here. Because they change stuff online all the time. Right here. Elon Musk's girlfriend reveals bizarre eye surgery claim, leaving experts baffled. And if you look at Elon Musk and all these guys, oh, worry about AI gods. Watch out for AI. Oh, I've got wires I want to put in your brain. You're going to be in such ecstasy. When I watched his, I don't know, whatever it was, 30-something minute promo about this with executives from his company, they all look like they're on hardcore drugs. I mean, they're like sweating. Their eyes are like lit up. Like, I mean, they look nuts. I mean, you know when somebody's on drugs. And one of the crew members said maybe they've already got this whole Neuralink group of wires hooked in their brain because, as PKD pointed out, Philip K. Dick back in the 70s, the cyberpunk future is where you can get any type of pleasure you want, just plug in, but no one wants to even get up or eat for weeks or days. You just die because you just plug all this in and it's the Matrix. And now the Matrix is here, and you look at Tim Cook and you look at any of these guys, they'll be under white lights. Can somebody zoom in on my eye, maybe with camera 7? We need some closer cameras. Like, I'm in here underneath bright lights, and my pupils are very little. Yeah, zoom in if you can. My pupils are tiny because I'm not on drugs. I've had 2 cups of coffee today. But if you look at my pupils, Maybe somebody come in with a phone, take a picture of it, and I can show people on the phone. Here, I'll do it on my own phone. Where's my phone at? I know where my phone is. I had a phone in here earlier. But maybe one way or the other I can get this done. Let me borrow somebody else's phone. I'll do it that way. So I don't even know where my phone's at. Here it is. All right, I'll do it this way. So I'll take a photo. No, I got it handled because I'm going to override this. You know, Matt Drudge had one piece of advice when he was here like 3 years ago. He said, you need to get a closer shot. That's what everybody wants is personal shots. And we never done it. Maybe I'll just cancel the show till that happens. Because it's I'm not mad. You have to understand that we get a lot of stuff done around here, but certain things cannot be done and will not be done. So here, let me show you my pupils, okay? The only way I can do it is take a photo and then have a camera above do this. Okay? Document cam shot, please. Look at this. Look at this defeat of the technology. I'm having a major victory right now. Document cam shot, please. Or if we can't do it, I understand. Now, that's my pupils, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? That's my pupils. You look at Tim Cook or Elon Musk or any of his executives when they're up there on that stage, their pupils are 90% open. Zuckerberg, all of them, these people are either have brain chips or they're on hardcore drugs. The way they act, I think they've already, you know, I talked to the Pentagon years ago about how they already had special forces 15 years ago getting brain chips to interface with weapon systems and things. But that's it. These guys are wireheads. Something's going on. Because I'm under white lights and my pupils are little. They're supposed to close under white light, under blue light. Document cam shot again, please. Look at that. Tiny. That's what happens under the sun or under bright lights, but not these guys. They're all under lights. And if we can't show Elon Musk and his assistants from the report, rack it up. We'll play Reese's report because I'm on a roll here of victory. Everything, it's all happening. So let's go ahead and cue this up. Let's go ahead and cue up the piece he did on Elon Musk joining the dark side, Elon Musk joining the anti-human coalition. So you can see, if you're a TV viewer, how drugged out of their minds they are. And maybe we'll superimpose some of the interviews with these guys under white lights. I mean, this should be a major investigation. You know, they admit Silicon Valley is into hardcore speed and hallucinogens. They're taking IV drips at work of DMT. They're taking LSD microdoses and psilocybin mushrooms and peyote every day. And they're the ones telling us we're going to merge with AI gods while they sweat on stage and their eyes are like saucers. Who in the hell would want to join with these people? Why would anybody want to be part of something led by these folks? Here is the Greg Reese Report.
With companies like Verichip, we have been hearing about implantable computer chips for over a decade.
The latest office innovation is a microchip implanted in the skin.
This is the first American company to ever try this.
So what are they tracking, and would you say yes if your boss asked you to do the same?
And while we have been conditioned over the years to accept the idea of an implantable chip, Elon Musk has been warning us of the dangers of artificial intelligence. Or AI.
I'm really quite close to, I'm very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me.
I try to convince people to slow down AI.
Slow down. Or psychology. AI.
This was futile. I tried for years.
See, it's futile.
What AI though. Is what the creep. One that seems like probably the best. Like
for us.
Yes. Like, if you can't beat it, join it.
Oh.
That's like the...
And who controls
Neuralink
it?
Is to create a high bandwidth interface...
Hit pause.
...to the brain.
Back a little bit. You can't beat it, so put wires in your head that it controls, because then it'll be really nice to you. Let it put a kill switch right in your brain. Says Elon, you can just see this guy from the beginning. Oh, he's your friendly guy fighting it. Now he rolls it out. Then you go back and see all of it. It's the promotion of it. It's the pushing of it. It's the preparation of it. Here you go.
To the brain
such that we can be symbiotic with AI. One thing is for sure, we will not control it.
Pause again.
Successfully.
Oh, no one will control the AI. Not those that built it. Not those that run it. What a load of crap. He's just inducing you to let him put wires in your head so he can rule your ass like Zuckerberg and the VR on their heads. And all of them have got those giant pupils because they've been there and they ain't coming back. Let's continue.
Sure, we will not control it.
After successfully testing...
Pause again. Back it up. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. You will not control it. And he goes on to say, it won't control your brain at first, but soon it will. He's literally pre-programming you to submit and bow down like he's done. No, he's not submitting to it. He's always been part of it. And you can see it all now. What a sick joke it is. And him and his whacked out executives you're about to see who don't have brain chips. They're hoping brain chips can do it and keep them high. These are drug addicts. And they want the hit of wires in their brains. And they want to test it on you because it doesn't work because it's crap. They've tested it on hundreds of thousands of apes and monkeys. They've tested it on prisoners. They've tested it on U.S. troops. And now they want you to come and ask for it because you're so stupid. But you're not stupid. Let's go back to Elon Musk.
To the brain such that we can be symbiotic with AI. One thing is for sure, we will not control it.
After successfully testing
Neuralink
on a monkey.
We'll come back and play all of it. We'll be symbiotic. Symbiotic means I help you, you help me. No, the phones and the computers all make us dumb. They give us cancer. They make us alone. It's not symbiotic, Elon Musk. And what's this about your girlfriend? His 31-year-old born Claire Elsie Bocher made the startling revelation in a post to promote her collaboration with Adidas. The singer claims she made the polymer herself in the lab. Grimes described her training regime as 360 approach, which involves 2.4 hours a day in a deprivation tank, which said allows her to astroglide to other dimensions and taking a plethora of supplements to maximize the function of my mitochondria. Yeah, this isn't DNA Force Plus. Grimes also claims she filtered her studio with the highest grade of red light, which she likens to scream there for 25 minutes while boiling honey tea. And that goes into the surgery he's doing on her eye. What a joke. So,
from the front
line, here is Elon Musk selling you on a company putting wires into your brain to control what you do and selling it how sexy and cool it is. I kept interrupting it, but here it is.
With companies like Verichip, we have been hearing about implantable computer chips for over a decade.
The latest office innovation is a microchip implanted in the skin.
This is the first American company to ever try this.
So what are they tracking, and would you say yes if your boss asked you to do the same?
And while we have been conditioned over the years to accept the idea of an implantable chip, Elon Musk has been warning us of the dangers of artificial intelligence.
So we trust him.
Or AI.
I'm really quite close to, I'm very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me.
I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile. I tried for years.
You didn't try crap. Push the whole thing.
With AI is the one that seems... like probably the best,
like for us.
Yes, like if you can't beat it, join it. That's like
a bunch of psychiatrists got together and said, "How do we fool kids to take this?"
Create a high bandwidth interface.
And this is it,
such that we can be symbiotic with AI. One thing is for sure: we will not control it.
After successfully testing Neuralink on a monkey,
a monkey has been able to control the computer with its brain.
I predict Elon will be dead from a drug overdose within 5 years.
Elon Musk is ready to begin implanting his technology on humans as early as next year.
The neurons of your brain connect to form a large network through axon dendrite junctions called synapses. At these connection points, neurons communicate with each other using chemical signals called neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are released from the end of an axon in response to an electrical spike called an action potential. Action potentials produce an electric field that spreads from the neuron and can be detected by placing electrodes nearby.
Look, they show you recording of the information how electrochemical works. And then they just go, oh, look, and we put wires in there.
Strands of electrodes that will be inserted into the brain by a specialized robot. The chip will act as a sensor affixed to the skull, and an interface device will be placed behind the ear. The device will be controlled with an iPhone app. Elon Musk tells us that his technology will not take full control of our brain, at least at first.
iPhone. And all this will occur, actually, I think quite slowly. So I do want to emphasize that it's not going to be like suddenly...
Look at his eyes.
Neuralink will have this incredible neural lace and start taking over
people's brains. That guy is bombed. Okay.
It will take a long time.
He's laughing.
And the Neuralink team is clear that the device is designed to put information into the brain.
The system, even in version one, that we're...
This is a rollout of what they've been preparing for 50 years.
...capable of 1,000 times more electrodes than the best system out there. And they're all read and write.
My team focuses on building chips and systems to get neural signals
recorded from our electrodes
out of the brain. And also to put information into the brain.
Wait, you see the next guy.
We want bi-directional information. We don't only want to read information out of the brain. We want to be able to put it back into the brain. Now, to some of you, that may seem a little bit fantastic.
It's a homicidal maniac.
Information into the brain. But actually, the basic building blocks of that technology are already there.
Including having control over the body and our speech. According to Elon, Neuralink is a way for mankind to merge with artificial intelligence.
Can't wait to put this in my brain.
Ultimately,
so I look like a meth head.
Yeah, this is going to sound pretty weird, but
that's so high.
Sort of symbiosis with artificial intelligence.
Ooh, big deal. Ooh.
But this is not a mandatory thing.
It's not mandatory.
You can choose to have if you.
He's laughing.
But I think even in a benign AI scenario, we will be left behind.
Well, leave us behind then.
It is a benign scenario. With a high bandwidth brain machine interface, I think we can actually go along for the ride.
Oh,
and
we can be the cool club. Gerald Celente's coming up. You know, the top Nazi, Wernher von Braun, wrote a 1959 book, or 1949 book, I'm going from memory here, called Project Mars, where the Elons are the aliens who end up taking over the Earth. Well, that sun is high in that Texas sky. I'll be watching Elon Musk with his big old saucer eyes on hardcore drugs, probably got chips in his brain. He's a wirehead. Right out of Philip K. Dick's vision. And he's telling me that I'll be fulfilled as soon as I let his company run wires in my brain. And he tells me I won't be fulfilled till I do it. You mean I won't be allowed on trains and planes? I won't be able to get a job is why I won't be fulfilled. No, it's going to be the slaves that have the wires in their brains. It's going to be the free humans that don't. But long before that ever happens, Elon Musk will end up dying of a drug overdose. I wish him no harm, but Elon Musk is nothing but a George Soros husk out there promoting death. He's not George Strait. There's no brain chip needed for this. He's got to be a Texan.
Amarillo by morning.
I don't need a wire to connect to God.
Up from San Antonio.
Everything that I got. Is just what I got on.
I ain't got a dime, but what I got.
Beware the Elon and the Elon invasion. Dr. Wernher von Braun.
Have a
Amarillo. Wonder what he knew. This is all just humanity's testing. It's our graduation test here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I said I'd take a lot of calls. I had to take a lot of calls. I want Gerald Celente, who's ready to go. He'll take over here soon. Don't forget, we have 50% off on all the great iodine products like X2 and X3. 50% off DNA Force that makes it very close to cost. The very best telomere support, energy support, just nerve support, overall stamina. Everything in there is award-winning. DNA Force Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. But let's go ahead and talk to Matthew in Georgia. Matthew, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just wondering what old Elon and Tim Cook are on, man. They'll be out in the sun. They'll be under camera. Those boys look like they're on, like, I know folks have taken, I've seen people take like three hits of acid. Their eyes aren't that big. Their pupils aren't that big. What the hell are they on?
They're on that ketamine is what it looks like to me. But hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
When are you going back on Rogan?
You know, Joe has admitted it was the biggest podcast he ever did. The second largest is me, too. Third is Elon Musk. And I don't know. I mean, I don't think Joe wants to lose his monetization. And, you know, I think Joe having me on was good, so I'm not mad at Joe not having me back on. But when you're number one, you don't get back on. That's how it works. When you win the Indy 500, you get last place. When the horse wins all three races, they don't get the Triple Crown. You know, when something works is when you don't get it, kind of like America. America works, so we can't have it. See how that works?
I do. And I think Joe has been compromised by big tech. And speaking of big tech, I've been censored myself today.
I bet.
There was a congresswoman in Georgia. She's unfortunately in my district. And she said a white man told her to get out the express aisle last night. She was crying on film. I don't know if you saw the
footage. I meant to get to it. It looks like it's the new Jesse Smollett. And the guy shows up and she says, I'm going to arrest you. You're going to jail. And then she acts like what he said she did.
Alex, exactly. Like, I literally commented on the post because it was on my local news on Facebook. And I commented on it and I said, shaking my head, SMH, this is another Jesse Smollett. And within 2 or 3 minutes, I got a notification saying I've been banned for 30 days over this. And that's all I said. I didn't use any profanity. I didn't use nothing.
Well, no, that shows it's all AI. It's all pre-programmed. She's a member of the legislature. She comes out with a race crime like Smollett. They're going to manage this where you're not allowed to say, hey, this looks fake. By the way, she comes to the press conference and gets in his face and says, you're going to jail. Here it is.
You don't get anything at all because you degraded me and you berated me and everybody needs to see your face on camera.
Right?
Yes, I know it's on camera.
Security,
and everybody needs to know that what you did to me and what you did to me as a woman that is 9 months pregnant and you think you're going to get away with this?
Good
no,
luck,
you're
ma'am.
Not. You are going to jail.
So, yeah, I have followed that. The man's challenging the video to be released. He just said, hey, lady, you're in the whatever lane. She got in his face. He called her a lazy bitch, which he says he shouldn't have done, but he didn't say get out of here and all the racist stuff she said. And I think the footage is going to get released.
She's been lying the whole time, man. I've been reading local news, and it's ridiculous, man. And I got to say to the audience, when Alex says he's the tip of the spear, this is the tip of the spear. This is the last we got, people. Please, this is all we got. If we lose Alex and InfoWars, not just Alex, because there's this big crew behind him, we're screwed.
Well, brother, I think if we let InfoWars go down, they know they can get everybody. And beyond that, it's beyond just financially supporting us. That's important. If people just word of mouth say, hey, Alex Jones is still on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, people can go, remember, to websites and hear the show. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Matthew. Okay, let's go to Ed in Texas. Ed, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. I called originally just to say two things. And, of course, I have many more to say.
Well, go ahead.
But I think one of the most important things is we look with co-opting language. Language is how we control and see our reality. No other animal on the planet uses language to understand its reality.
That's right. They just use like smell and the wind and what they see. We use coding.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I think we need to start co-opting language that the other side is using. And one of the words we should co-opt is Antifa. So America should have Antifa 2.0, which stands for Americans not taking institutional fascism anymore. If the police sit by doing nothing, if the mayors say not to do nothing, that's institutional fascism. So that's what we have to do, just co-opt their language, take control of it. I think the word squad is very useful for us because the squad is actually four people that are the nucleus, which the language squad stands for socialist quacks undermining American democracy. I just play with language.
I love it. Socialist quacks undermining American democracy.
So we have to do that. We have to control the language. And by changing what people say, that's how we do it. Let me put my reading glasses on. One of the reasons you're dangerous, sir, is not because it's not because you've been on for 30 years. It's because you cover all of the bases. One, you give us information. Two, you give the people who want to be sergeants, corporals, lieutenants, whatever they are in, let's say, an army, the advertisement. We put on your shirts. We go out to the world. We do more than the rest, not in a different way, but all aspects are needed. All points of a triangle build the triangle. So the reality is there's people who listen to you, they think like you, and they're willing to give us a high five. Fine, that's a private. The corporal, the sergeant, lieutenant, they put on your gear. They buy your stuff. Then we have the fact that you actually teach us the nutrition. When we have the nutrition, that's the officers. They have the ability to think and extrapolate. When you start cleaning up the environment, think of a dirty aquarium. We're in a dirty aquarium. You've given us everything to clean up our own aquarium. And that's why you're dangerous, sir. You give us the ability to clarify ourselves, to understand what you're saying.
Well, let me tell you, brother, because I believe in you like I believe in myself, and we're all God's children in this epic fight, and we're all under globalist attack, and humanity is fighting back, and it's beautiful, but all of you are dangerous to tyrants. Sorry to Tim and Jameson. I tried my best. Call me back tomorrow. Joe Salente takes over right now. All right, folks, Alex Jones here. I wasn't going to be here, but I was talking to Gerald, who's an old friend of mine I really respect. He's been on the show like 15 years, top trends forecaster. And I've never told Gerald what to say on air. I've never impeded what he's talking about. I think he's a good libertarian, you know, patriot, whatever you want to call him. We have liberals, we have conservatives on. I don't control what guests say. That's their own statement. But Gerald's like, hey. And he said, I could say this, getting in our private conversation. I'm about to tear into Trump because I'm sick of all this war stuff. I said, by all means, go ahead and do it. We're not running a cult here. I got really mad when he attacked Syria that second time. It turned out that was a fake chemical attack. Turned out it was staged. So I think we should keep, you know, Trump's feet to the fire. Is he way better than Hillary? Absolutely. But the only way he doesn't launch all these wars, he's trying to get us out of Afghanistan, Syria, you name it. He's pretty much done it. Is by keeping his feet to the fire. This Iran situation is very serious because the British have been grabbing their ships. Now they're grabbing theirs. Here's the article. U.S. is staging troops at the key Saudi military base that is used during all of our previous Middle East wars. And so I do not, some of my scribblings here, I do not want to see this happen. So yeah, Gerald, knock yourself out, man. I respect you. You're a smart guy. You're not like some fake leftist who's against war when a Republican does it, but for war when a Democrat does it. You're a consistent guy. And, I think one of the Achilles heels Trump has is the economy that they're trying to plunge and war and things like that. So I definitely would rather not see a war with Iran. But the neocons are bad. But you know, the Iranians got their own screwball stuff going on. So my whole point is, you know, they're escalating some things, too, because I think their economy's imploding. But go ahead and give us your take. I'll be watching.
Well, you know, it's first of all, you know, I'm not a liberal. I'm not a libertarian. I'm not a progressive.
You're a political atheist.
I'm a political atheist. But more than that, I am an American. I believe in the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. And I don't need anybody in a robe that calls themselves a judge to tell me how to interpret it. I am an American. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Repulsivekin. I abide by the Constitution and live for what this country stands for. And as you know, I bought the most historic buildings and the most historic four corners in America to launch Occupy Peace. I was looking to leave the country at one time back in 2010 because I was so disgusted with Obama and all the crap. And after traveling around the world a lot, as I have, I realized there's no place to run and hide to. This is my country. I couldn't be me if I was born in Vica Quince or Altavilla Arpina. I'm me because I'm a Napolitano born in the Bronx. I had the freedom to be who I wanted to be. And now I have all these people trying to take my freedom away from me. That's why I bought these buildings where the seeds of democracy was sown. Again, this is the third Dutch settlement. The courthouse right over here, right over my shoulder. John Jay, the Supreme Court judge, was a judge over there when they wrote the Constitution for New York State, when this was the first capital, and over 80% of America's Constitution comes from that Constitution. Sojourner Truth, the woman that was a slave, that bought her way out of slavery with her boss, and he abided by the deal. But then he took her son and sent her to Alabama to another slave owner. She walked into that courthouse. Her trial was heard and she won. That's where I am, where the seeds of democracy was sown. And that's why I fight to be a true American. I don't need anybody to tell me how to interpret the Constitution. And I don't need a bunch of freaks called congressmen and congresswomen rewriting the Constitution to let the president take us to war. The Congress is the only one by the Constitution that has the right to take us to go to war, and they have not voted to go to war since World War II. Yeah, the authority to give the president, IAMF view, what are you talking about? Well, there may be a crisis in the president. This guy doesn't speak for me. And by the way, neither does Congress. I want a referendum on each state ballot where we the people will tell them how to vote to go to war. And that's one of the principles of OccupyPeace.com. So when I say I'm talking out about Trump, I've had it with this war crap. Game's over, fight's on. No more. Nothing has been accomplished. Show me one benefit from the war with Afghanistan. The longest war in American history. We have our soldiers committing suicide 20 a day. Then there was Iraq, a war based on lies. Why isn't George Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Peter Cheney, why aren't Condoleezza Rice, that next mushroom cloud, why aren't they being brought up on war crime tribunal charges for lying us into war? What have been the positive effects of this war? How about the New York City subway broke down when the heat got high last week? Or a third world infrastructure near you? Or our stinking rotten rail system? While trains in China, maglevs are going 360 miles an hour, hours at Amtrak, speeding on the Acela go 65 miles an hour. I've had it with war, and I'm tired of these little boys. Pompeo, Bolton, little Lindsey Graham, all these tough talkers, lead the charge. Send yourself, send your wife, send your kids, send your money. Lead the charge or shut the hell up. And everybody that votes for war as well, I've had it. Game's over, fight's on. And I'm fighting. I've joined the ranks of the Prince of Peace. That's who I'm fighting for. That's my general. General Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Oh, Lower your voice, Mr. Salenti. Don't get angry. I get angry when people dump BS on me. I don't want to hear it. Save your crap for yourself. You give it to me once, give it to me twice, three times you're out. I don't want it. So, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, became violent when he picked up a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple. So, being a soldier in the ranks of the Prince of Peace, if he could become violent, I could become angry. And if somebody tries to screw with my life, I will become violent and I will fight. I am not a pacifist. I will fight for my freedom. My freedom is not invading other countries. Read my books, Trends 2000, Trend Tracking, what Zizzy gave Honey Boy, the Trends Journal, Top Story, USA Today, January 12, 2000, 2001, won't be our year, Trend Seer says. It's there for everybody to look at. I warned that Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. You know why? Because of the violent actions of America.
All right, stay everybody. There. Gerald Celente will come right back with the big news straight ahead. The U.S. is preparing for war with Iran. What will that mean? That's why Gerald's upset.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
1776, let freedom ring. I had enough of these people robbing us of our freedom. Look what our lives have become since 9/11. I was mentioning to you what USA Today wrote when I used to do the top trends for them every year. I used to follow ours, actually, and post them. That's when it was a real newspaper. 2001 won't be our year, Trendseer says. I warned that a wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe. Hey, you like what Clinton did in Kosovo and what he did to Yugoslavia? No, I know. Maybe you liked more what he did in Iraq. You'll remember Madeleine Albright. Oh, if only women were in charge. I don't want to hear it. Good and bad comes in every race, creed, color, gender, save it. But you remember? Sure, she was on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl. And Leslie Stahl asked her, is the price of 500,000 dead Iraqi children that President Clinton put on Iraq worth the price? And she said, yes, it is. Oh, yeah. And of course, there's Bernie Sanders.
Give you free education?
Yeah, that one too. He was in favor of that as well. And then there's America's policy with Israel, the Palestinians, and what's going on with them. Living in that open-air prison. And they keep stealing more land and they call it settlements. So, put yourself in their shoes. This is before 9/11. If I was Iraqi, and Bill Clinton's bombs away every time he used to get caught with his you-know-what out, he'd bomb Iran. These are facts. Excuse me, Iraq, not Iran. He'd bomb Iraq. Get the people's minds off him and what he was doing. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Yeah, maybe identity politics will change what sex means now, huh? Getting a BJ isn't having sex. Every time he used to get in trouble, every time he needed to boost his ratings, bombs away over Iraq. So as we used to say in the Bronx, payback's a bitch. Guess what? If I was an Iraqi, if I was an Afghanistanian, if I was a Syrian, if I was a Libyan, And a country came, foreign nation, who my country did nothing to, nothing. And came into my country and killed everybody I love and destroyed everything that I have. You think I'd want to get even? You think there would be payback? Do you think there would be retaliation? Do you think for one moment? You bet there would. I'm a fighter. I'll attack the attacker. I'm also for peace. And we're not having it. It's destroying the country, destroying the world, destroying people, and bringing misery to life around the world. And not only here, take a trip to Algeria. You got a general over there now telling the people, yeah, we don't care about your protesting. I'm the general. The military will stay in charge. Same thing over there in Sudan. The military will stay in charge. I am not of the military mindset. I don't like following orders. I was not put on this earth to follow orders. That's some people's trip. Salute. Yeah, I salute. Don't do that. Will I fight? You bet I will. I will fight for the freedom of my country, and I do. I put my money where my heart is. I launched Occupy Peace. I put hundreds of thousands of dollars into it. I wasn't born on third base like Trump and little Andy Cuomo and all these other people whose daddies left them a lot of money. I work. And I put my money where my heart and my mind are. Game over, fight's on. I'm fighting for freedom. I'm fighting for peace. Look at the people in Hong Kong protesting. Place of about 7.5 million people, over 2 million people in the street. We got a country of over 320 million. You're lucky to get a million out, and that's a big day. And it's only for one day. How did the Berlin Wall come down? The people never left. They never left. More and more, every day, more and more people. You got to leave. More and more people came. More and more people came. How could we take orders from these people?
A frightening scene at a subway station in Hong Kong. Masked men attacking commuters there following a pro-democracy march.
I got the same problems over here in Kingston. I got a little Mayor Noble over here. A little nothing. Cuts down beautiful trees. Streets are filthy, bad attitude. Hey, but I come from the family here. We've been in charge. I'm staying. I have no qualifications. Public servant. They're public servants. And the military police should be supporting us, not their leaders, not the politicians. We need peace. It's the only way we're going to bring prosperity. We're heading for the greatest depression. Mark this in your book. I've said it on David Knight's show. I said it to Owen, I believe. And I've been saying it on our Trends in the News broadcasts, in the Trends Journal, and our Trend Alerts. Trump is going to be lucky to make it through this year. That's why gold prices are going up. All the central banks are lowering interest rates. They're going to lower them, lower negative in Europe. They're going to go from minus 0.4 to minus 0.5. The bond yields are negative. You buy a 10-year bond, in 10 years you get back less than what you paid for it. Japan. Going negative, they're in negative, going more negative. Australia, lowest interest rates they've ever had in their history. That's why gold prices are going up. Now you put on this building war drums. The Shia and the Sunnis have been fighting each other for how many thousands of years? That's their fight, man, not mine. Oh, I can't say man. I got to say women as well. Stay home. Read the latest headline. U.S. jet harassed by Venezuelan planes. Venezuela says they were over their territory. What are we doing down there? Protect the borders. Protect the homeland. Bring home the troops. Secure the homeland. Close those 800 bases overseas. Put them to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. Give them skills they can use when they get out, rather than running these stupid military drills that are obsolete when the new war breaks out. New millennium warfare is going to be a totally different trip. Your aircraft carriers are as ancient as battleships. It's time for peace. It's time for prosperity. And it's also time, 50% off DNA Force Plus and Super Male Vitality. 50% off storable foods and water filters. And I love my male vitality, and so will you. Be right back.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's getting
near dawn. Hey, great being here on The Alex Jones Show. Like Alex said, he's fighting. He's fighting. Help the fight go forward. These products are terrific. I buy them, I use them. Keep freedom ringing, because they're going to ring it out of us. Be a fighter. Game over, fight's on. If you don't agree with what they say, how you say it, when you say it, then you have no right to say it. Again, I don't follow orders. I was not put on this earth to follow orders. Do I listen? Do I follow great advice? You know it. Got an ailment? Go see the doctor. I believe in the doctor. I follow what the doctor tells me to do. If I'm doing something that's not right, having problems in what I'm doing, and someone points out to me, you might want to change this or that, I'll listen. Don't tell me what to do. I can think for myself. I'm sick of this military mindset. That's not my trip. Don't like getting dressed up in military drag. Don't want to do it. Ain't for me. If somebody tries to attack my country, I will be there on the front lines defending this place. I will not go over to foreign countries and intervene in foreign entanglements. I will protect the homeland. And that's what I want to do with Occupy Peace. Bring home the troops. Stop enriching the military-industrial complex. That's the other thing I'm against Trump with. He's filling the swamp with people from the military-industrial complex and the other big businesses. Bring in we the people. Secure the homeland with the troops. Put them to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. You go overseas and come back here, it's a joke. Force Congress to vote to go to war, which they have not done since World War II. And a referendum on each state ballot, where we the people will tell Congress how to vote, because we pay for the wars with our money and our lives, not the senator's son, maybe one. So, I'm concerned about what's going on, particularly about Iran. And I see more blow-ups happening in Venezuela. We cannot afford to get into a war. The global economy is shaking. I mentioned to you why gold prices are going up, and you well know. I was the first on June 6th of this year in our trend alert, and on Alex Jones and with David Knight and with Owen, to call the gold bull run. The major reason is all the cheap money, the monetary methadone they're shoving into the system. The second reason, war. People looking for safe havens. Ray Dalio, the founder and head of Bridgewater Associates, the biggest hedge fund in the world, came out last week and repeated almost word for word what I have written and spoken about regarding gold. And then my 10th grade teacher, Elizabeth Warren, she reminds me of my 10th grade teacher, or was it the librarian? Running on the Democratic side of the presidential reality show, is warning about, quote, a chaotic economy. It's happening. I mention this because if we go to war and oil prices spike to about $100 a barrel, kiss the economy goodbye. Kiss the equity markets goodbye. And if war breaks out, you might want to kiss your life goodbye. You know why Trump didn't attack Iran after they shot down that drone? And it wasn't one of those little drones. It was, what, $100 million to $200 million drone, depending on whose numbers you're looking at. Sophisticated. They shot this thing down. He didn't shoot it. They didn't retaliate because it's not Syria. It's not Libya. It's not Iraq. It's Iran. These are the Persians. They've been around for thousands of years. I think about 5,000, the best of my recollection. They're not going anywhere. They would have started blowing up. It would look, Straits of Hormuz would have looked like Pearl Harbor. They will retaliate, and they have. What right does the UK have to send soldiers into their ship off the coast of Gibraltar? And what the hell are you doing over there in Gibraltar, you English? I thought the sun stopped setting on the British Empire. Doesn't that belong to Spain? What right do they? Well, we suspect them. They were going to bring this Earl over to Syria, and that's against our EU sanctions. So we could steal any ship that we want. And we can make up any crap that we want. And the propaganda media, the prostitutes that get paid to put out by their corporate johns and other whoremasters, they propagandize it in a way that will make you hate the Iranians. Extraordinarily brazen, Iran seizes tankers in Straits of Hormuz, raising tensions with Britain. Oh, they're extraordinarily brazen. This is CNBC last week. UK wasn't extraordinarily brazen. So who do they quote? They quote some guy from a think tank. And you know, all these think tanks are paid for to put out their own version of propaganda. This is an extraordinarily brazen step here. This is taking tankers underway and forcing them into Iranian waters. And I think that's a highly provocative step. It's something the Iranians tried to do before when they tried to nab another British ship on the 10th of July, but British warships stopped them, said Henry Rome, Iran analyst with the Eurasia Group. This is an international escalation from what we've seen by the Iranians. Hey, Rome, did your brain roam away? This is a brazen step, taking tankers underway, but it was okay when the British did it, Rome? Oh, that's fine. We're the British, and we're proper. We could do anything that we want. And that wasn't provocative, but of course the Iranians are. It's something the Iranians tried to do before. The Iranians deny that they did that before. But we'll make the lie and keep it the lie, make it the truth. Just like they're blaming Iran for sabotaging those ships over 2 weeks with not one shred of proof. With not one shred of proof. Not one shred of proof. Well, intelligence officials. Yeah, the same intelligence officials that gave us the Iraq War. Show me proof. Well, we suspect it. We believe. Try that in court. Well, Your Honor, I suspect. That's why you listen to InfoWars. That's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We have podcasts up too, Trend Vision 2020, to get to truth. I don't believe in parties. I don't believe in people. I believe in deeds and actions. By their deeds you shall know them. How anybody could lower themselves to be a member of a political party is beyond my imagination. How about being a member for truth? And again, to keep truth going, do what you can to support InfoWars, 50% off DNA Force Plus and Super Male Vitality. And boy, it gives me that vitality. Up to 50% off storable foods and water filters. And don't forget the Trends Journal, Trends in the News, and our 2020 Trends podcasts. So I want to thank everyone for having me here. Stand up. Do your part any way you can. Game over. Fight's on. Let's fight for freedom. I'm joining the cavalry of the Prince of Peace. See you next week.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.